Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Check. Okay, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation. Had a little bit of technical difficulties, little mic difficulties, but nevertheless, we are here, Knicks Nation. Wrapping up this Knicks season, man. 103-89, the Knicks fall to the Hawks and are officially eliminated from the playoffs. And I just had to get on. I had to get on and start this thing off right now. You know what I mean? I just had to get with the people right now. CK and Ashley on their way. But I just had to get with the people right now because, you know, it's a tough way to lose, man. Obviously, didn't want it to end this way. It was a Cinderella season. 41 wins, 41-31. Fourth seed in the East. Took us all by surprise. Had a most improved player, coach of the year candidate. D-Rose trade took us by storm. The improvements by RJ quickly coming on. Obi coming on later. You know, Taj, the defense. You know, these guys gave us a lot to be proud of, man. Definitely gave us a lot to be proud of. And they went into this series in a 4-5 matchup against a team that they dominated in the regular season, you know, led by Julius Randle and his 37 average. But this was a different Hawks team, you know, and I have been saying this since game 4 that this is a different team. And I had watched every game in person except for this one, game 5. I didn't go to the MSG tonight, obviously, but just from the opening tip, what this team can do defensively and what they did do defensively, taking away our strengths, stopping Randle, although he stopped himself in many ways, too many turnovers once again tonight, 8 turnovers. And then offensively, what they give you with the, you know, through the brilliance of their point guard, this was just a tough team to stop, man. And you saw it. You know, even though game 1 we lost by 2, Hawks double-digit lead in that game. Game 2 was the epic comeback win, down double digits. Game 3, they were down double digits. Game 4, they got rocked, 26 points. They were losing by at one point. And today, game 5, they were losing by as much as 14 in the third. And give credit. You know, quickly, RJ, Obi sparked us, cut it to 9 between the third and the fourth. Knicks were getting out-hustled, out-muscled in that third quarter. Terrible turnovers again by Randle. D-Rose was a shell of himself. I didn't think he was going to make it out of game 4, so I'm not surprised that he didn't perform tonight because he just looked banged up. But we were still able to cut it down to 9 in the fourth. with about 10 minutes to go. Hawks put Trae Young back in the game. In a minute, it's back up to 16. And that was pretty much it, bro. That was pretty much it. I thought that this Hawks team was just better. I thought that this Hawks team was just better than us. Flat out better. And in a series, when you lose 4-1, yes, you could point to, the rotations. You know, we should have went to Frank. We should have went to this guy earlier. Should have taken this guy out. Shouldn't have benched Peyton, even though that was crazy to me. You know, you can point to, okay, yeah, they got out hustled. Sometimes the effort wasn't there, so on and so forth. I think this team was just better than us. Point blank, period. There wasn't any facet of the game in which they weren't better than us. Whether it was shooting the threes, whether it was facilitating, dominating the boards with Capella, we knew that was going to be an issue going in. It was never addressed. Obviously, we were at a huge disadvantage. Whether Noel was healthy or not, we still weren't going to win that. The three-point shooting by their role players. And what got me was the fact that the Hawks were off from three. They were like 3-for-17 from downtown going into the half. Yet they still had a five-point lead and looked like they were in control of the game. And so to me, that wasn't a good sign to me. I didn't feel good about us going into the half with the Hawks having not shot the ball well, yet still winning the game and looked to be in control because Julius was out of control. You know, and that's just another story. 23 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 8 turnovers. The man was a mess this whole series. You know, the man was a mess this whole series. The shot selection was terrible, tonight at least. Shot selection was terrible. And yeah, I thought the Hawks did defend him well in this series. But overall, he just never was able to adjust, was never able to get into a comfort zone. And was never really in a position to really facilitate and play make for the team as he did early in the season. He's our engine. If he doesn't have it, it's not going to happen. And he just did not have it. Secondly, you're looking for something out of your point guard. The glaring weakness of this team. As I said, it didn't look like D-Rose was going to make it past game 4. And tonight he was terrible. 3-for-11, 6 points, 5 dimes. On the flip side, when you put Bullock on Trey, you have DeAndre Hunter now going to work on Derrick Rose. And I thought Hunter kept saying this name from the preview series on. And this kid had his best game of the series, 15.6 of 11 from the field. 1-on-1 from downtown, point plus 19 on the night. He was a big factor in this series, offensively and defensively. Defensively, he's able to guard Randall, RJ, Derrick Rose, very versatile. And I thought he hurt us in a big way in this series. Big way in this series. Call me up, 657-383-1509. This is Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans by the fans, presented by Manscaped. CK and Ashley are on their way. I just wanted to kick this off and vent a little bit, man. I just wanted to kick this off and vent a little bit. Get this thing started early. I didn't want to wait tonight. You know what I mean? So you had Hunter. You had no answer for Trae Young this whole series. 36 points tonight. Embarrassed us once again. You put Bullock on him, he got toasted. He got cooked. Finished. Finito. You looking for Frank there? You looking for some sort of answer? I'm just not sure what would have helped. The kid was just outstanding this series. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap, man. When the opponent is better, they're just better. And this kid was better. He was blown by him in isolation. The pick and roll was unstoppable. Whether it was the floater, the kickouts for the three, or the lob to Capella. Pick your poison. It's a pick-your-poison offense. Another thing about the Hawks, if you notice, and which is very much on display tonight, they have guys outside of Capella in those lineups that could also put the ball on the floor. They're not one-dimensional like the Knicks are, which is very important in the playoffs when you're leaving guys little room to shoot, a la Bullock. Now, Bullock came alive tonight, thankfully. But if you look at Herder, you look at Collins, you look at Hunter, you look at Bogdanovich, you know, not only can they shoot the three, they could also get their own shot. They could also put the ball on the floor and get their own shot. So how do you stop that defensively? There's only so much defense that you can play to try to slow that team down. It's a high-octane offense. It's a high-octane offense. A very versatile player is Gallinari. He can shoot the three, can put the ball on the floor. Lou Will. It's high-octane, man. It's tough to stop. So that's going to hurt you because if you don't have enough offense to counter, you're going to get caught in a frenzy. And I felt like that's where the Knicks have been this whole series, man. This whole series. Even in games one and two, when the Knicks had a double-digit lead, it went away like that. As soon as Trae Young comes back in the game, it goes away. It's a tough offense to stop, man. So we added in five games, man. You know, added in five games. So how are we feeling? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. We got 1,200 on the check-in and more coming. CK is in here waiting. We're waiting on Ash to get in here. CK, I see you. Let's kick it off with the phones right now. Let's go to Will from Harlem. Will, how you doing, bro?
CP, what's good, bro?
Been better, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great series.
Yeah,
great,
I know, man. Season, yo, I'm sick series. Right now. I just came home from the trip, bro.
Yeah.
I told you at the beginning, man, I wanted this series because I'm out here in the A, and I live all around Hawks fans, mm-hmm. Braves fans, everything. And I just thought we had a good enough chance to win this series with what we did in the regular season. I thought it would translate, but like you said, we just got to give it up. They were the better team.
Yeah.
They were the better team. Now we got to go to the drawing board and see what we need, man. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I was out in Jamaica, bro.
Yeah.
I had the energy going. I had the Knicks fan TV popping. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, I mean, like we said, man, we play with house money.
Yeah.
We wasn't expected to make it this far. But like I said, I'm proud of the squad, man. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't talking about the draft early. Mm-hmm. So I'm pumped about that, man. I mean, I'm destroyed.
Hey, we made it to June. But, we made it to June, man. We made it to June.
Right. We made it. Yeah, yeah.
Usually at this time, we're doing our draft preview ad nauseum. Lottery. We talking about the lottery odds this way, that way, this way. Well, this could happen. Who, you know, so we delayed it a little bit, man. Just tough to go out like this,
yeah.
For sure.
No doubt. Yeah, we got a taste, and now we know what we need to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got something for Trey and them boys next year. So
yeah, hopefully.
We good, man. We good. We still here, though, too. Tell Ash and CK we still here, baby.
No doubt. No doubt, man. Appreciate you, man. Hope you enjoyed yourself,
yes,
in the yard.
No
doubt.
I did, bro. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm still here, man.
Yes, sir. All right, bro.
Yes, sir. One. Peace. Appreciate
it. Man. Yep. All right, let me bring in my guy, C. Kizzle. C. Kizzle, hold on 1 second, bro.
Yes, sir.
Let me get you in here, man. Let's chop it up, bro. How you feeling, man? How you feeling, bro?
You said it perfect. I could be better.
Yeah.
You know, trying to stay positive because you know what? This season was still magical. Tough ending, right? Tough ending, but at least it's not an ending we're used to where it's ended at the end of the season where mm-hmm. we're way more losses than wins.
Mm-hmm.
Tough to only take one in a series where we had home court advantage. But, man, look, we got a lot of positives ahead of us. It's going to be an interesting offseason. We can point fingers at this person, that person. I'm not there right now. I'm proud of this team. You know, we had a lot of fun all season talking about this basketball team, and I know it's going to only get more entertaining as the offseason continues. So,
yeah.
You know what? It stings, right?
Yeah, but tough.
I'm very positive about what we got for the future. I'm very positive.
It's tough. You know, especially when you just looking for answers and our holes are just staring right at us every time. You know what I'm saying? It's the point guard. It's you know, the lack of wing shooting.
Right.
You know, Burks not coming through after game one. IQ, yeah, he came on tonight, but most of the series outside of game one, he really wasn't there. Yeah. And you know, we knew the benches was going to play a big role in this, man, but our bench really fell asleep. I guess you could say it was after they put Rose in the starting lineup, but I don't know, you know, what more could have been done, bro, because with the Peyton thing, I think people have to understand, for the minority that was like, well, they should have never tinkered with the lineup. You got to understand, bro, the Hawks weren't even guarding Peyton in the first two
five
games.
5-on-4, bro.
You understand? Like, there's a reason why Tibbs pulled the eject button within minutes of game one. Mm-hmm. He didn't like what he saw. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, we just didn't have the depth. And yeah. Rose gave us all he had in game three. Trust me, bro, when I saw him leave game four, I didn't like what I saw.
Yeah.
He looked like he was completely finished.
Yeah, I think he gave us all he had in game three. Because game four and game five, he just wasn't the same. You can see he was hobbling, like you mentioned, in game four. And tonight, you can see he was just not getting that extra burst that he had in the first two games, you know. And that's not his fault. Like, he came here to play that 25, like we talk about, that 25 to 30-minute role and be that help that we need, that X factor. And we asked for a lot from him, and we cannot blame him for, you know, unfortunately falling apart the way he did. He was the only spark that we had throughout this entire series that was consistent for us. Like you mentioned right before I got on, Alec Burks gave us that one good game, and then he was here or there okay, you know, and it just wasn't consistent. Emmanuel quickly inconsistent. You know, Obi Toppin was great, but at the same time, you know, Tibbs and the coaching staff are going to keep wanting something out of Julius Randle, so Obi can only do so much in the time that he was given. You know, it's just, you know, that's why I'm saying I'm not ready to point fingers, nothing like that. You said it perfectly. The holes were there. We saw what was missing. We saw where we lacked, and now it's just about what we can do coming up, you know, in this offseason. You know, I'm, like I said, proud of this team. We will rebuild. We will rebuild.
Got you, man. They got work to do, no doubt, man. But
sure do.
I'm still proud of how this season went, bro. I can't look at it any way differently. Obviously, yes, you wanted to see, you know, Randle was a big concern. There's no doubt. There's no sugarcoat now. I'm not trying to sugarcoat that. But I also knew that he's not going to be our guy to be a real serious contender. He needs to be the third.
He has to be, man.
He's got to be the second or third, bro. Yeah. That was always going to be the case regardless if we won this series or not.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That was always going to be the case, bro.
Yep, and he deserves his flowers for getting us here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there is no Knicks 4-seed playoffs without Julius Randle's season.
It's not there.
Now, when we're talking about the next step, we're good now, right? We're good. But now we want to be competitive. And when it comes to that, like you said, unfortunately, we love Julius Randle. We want him to stay here, but he's not the one that's going to be
the person
to lead us to be competitive next. You know what I mean?
He's not the one. But good year by him. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I want to shout out a lot of super chats coming in, man. Salute to Flo Hypnotic. Sends a super chat. He says, great season. Hopefully we attract the pieces we need to become more successful in the future. Flo Hypnotic, I appreciate you. Alan Berman, one of our day ones. He says, salute. The positives, our kids are now have playoff experience. Elf is never going to play another minute in a Knick jersey.
We'll see.
And we have a ton of caps. / picks to make moves. Trey needs one more of those manscapes or whatever is on his head. Hope Philly drops him quick. Hey, well, without Embiid, it could be a dogfight, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not worried about them. But Alan Berman, appreciate you for the super chat. $50 super chat by Alan Berman. Salute to Adam Gladstone. He says, yo, I'm proud of the team, proud of UCP and the Knicks Fan TV community. # Knicks family. So salute to Adam Gladstone for the super chat. Salute to Che Burgess, $25 super chat. He says, there is no need to hang our heads low. We end the season with a winning record, 4-seed in the East. We got to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. This is just the beginning of the Knicks being relevant. All right, so salute to Shea Burgess for the super chat. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. A lot of reactions. I'm seeing a lot of Cancuns in the chat right now, CK.
Of course.
A lot of Cancuns. No Hawks Fan TV's in here heavy.
Man, we might miss you guys a little bit because y'all been boosting up our views a little bit. Man. We appreciate y'all, Hawks Fan TV, man.
Hawks Fan TV's in there heavy. You know, they're boosting the algorithm. So, tough, man, tough for Knicks Nation. All right, let's go back to the phones, man. Let me hear from Serge from Harlem. Serge, how you feeling?
Obviously, not that great, brother.
Yeah, I hear you.
I want to say peace to you. I want to say peace to my man CK2K.
Mm-hmm. My man Serge, yes sir.
Say hello to Ashley. Hey man, I don't know what you want me to say. I will say this much though: we did wonderful this year for a team that wasn't supposed to make it beyond 22 games. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it real: we did our thing this year. Yeah. And I'm happy about that. What I'm not happy about is when we got to the playoffs, it just seemed like everything just went. I don't know. I can't even find a word. Everything just went, I don't know, went left. I don't know what happened, man. And, you know, but I congratulate everybody for what they did, man. They went as far as I guess that they could go, you know. And I just wish they had the help, anybody that's a real Knicks fan like myself, you know, you don't want to see your team go, man. Mm-hmm. You don't.
Nah.
You really don't.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know how anyone else might feel. I know how you guys might feel somewhat. You know, everybody have different feelings in regards to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you one thing I don't like, and this is something else. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I do listen to certain shows,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when you say that your show is a format for the Knicks. But do you got other cats on the show that's sitting in there overpraising the opposition? I'm just mm-hmm. trying to figure that out. I'm just like, yo, what are they on the show for if they not for the Knicks, man?
I mean, I can't comment on other shows, bro. I can't comment on other shows. That wouldn't be fair to them. You know what
No, I don't expect you to. I'm just saying, though, I just think that certain people, when they run shows, run the show for what you say you're running it for. If you're running it for the Knicks, you're running it for the Knicks. That's all. You know, rather than that, turn your electricity off. That's just my thing. You know,
all right, no doubt, off, man.
You know, they need to represent like you do, man. That's all I'm saying. And I ain't bad mouthing nobody. If you notice, I haven't said any name.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm not like
right.
All right. Appreciate the call, sir. Appreciate the call, man. We just got to keep moving because we got a lot of people in here. We're gonna get Ashley in here, but let me get Dwayne from Sweden in here. Dwayne, what's going on?
Dwayne.
Yo, what up, what up? What up, CP? What up, CK2K?
How you doing,
going
man?
On, sir, bro?
Man, long sigh. Listen, man, you know, I'm definitely proud of the team, of course. I'm proud of what we accomplished this season, of course. But let's pull back for a second and be a little critical here, all right? Mm-hmm. Tibbs is he's a great coach, right? He's a great mm-hmm. coach, but... I don't think he did that much this series, man. I really don't. I feel like he got out-coached. I feel like he didn't make the proper adjustments. Of course, he made the obvious adjustment, which is, you know, getting Peyton out of the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. But besides that, we couldn't stop that team.
Yeah.
And this is the number one defensive team, and we could not stop that team. And we kept our best perimeter defensive player, on the bench. There's just too many question marks. And I'm going to fall back again and say, you know, I'm really happy that Tibbs obviously did a great job coaching the season during mm-hmm. the season, did a great job, loved what he did with the team. But how could he not step it up a little bit for us in the playoffs? Or that, not even just him, just the whole coaching staff, step it up a little bit for us in the playoffs, you know? I think it's on him, too. I think the coaching staff has to go back this offseason and do some homework. They could have maybe got somewhere out of quickly. Remember, quickly actually hit a couple of shots in that first half and got into a tiny little bit of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go right back to the guy? Keep that guy hot.
Yeah.
You know, keep that guy hot. You know, Bullock, I don't know what to say. He had a tough defensive assignment against Trae Young, of course.
Yeah.
But even him, we couldn't keep our shooters in rhythm. Couldn't call the right plays at the right time.
Yeah.
Did a bunch of bully ball stuff all the way, entire game. I don't know, man. Listen, guys, I'm gonna fall back again. Thanks again for always taking my call. I really appreciate what you guys have done during the season. You've definitely kept the spirits up and alive and, like, getting us to the playoffs, even through the pandemic and all of that. So I appreciate, what you guys do. But, yeah, again, Thibs, I don't know, man. Shaking my head on Thibs. It's a bittersweet. It's a bittersweet shake. But thanks a lot,
guys. I hear you, man. Appreciate it, Dwayne. Holding it down in Sweden. The only Knicks fan in Sweden, CK.
4:30 in the morning.
4:30 a.m. That's commitment, bro. Man. That is a real Knicks fan, true right, and true.
Peace out.
All right, man. Take it easy. Yeah, listen, everybody has their hand in this. You know what I mean? Obviously, talent-wise, we weren't there.
Yeah.
Yes, you could have, looked for Tibbs. I was looking for Frank the whole series.
Oh, bro.
Not to start, but to get into this rotation somehow.
Feet wet, man. Yeah.
In place of Bullock at times.
Yeah.
Even RJ at times.
Yeah.
Or quickly. Get him in that wing rotation. I was looking for that. But clearly Tibbs wasn't confident there.
Especially when we had a lot of times where, we just looked like we had no answers. We were just, stuck in the mud. And it's like the third quarter, second quarter. Like, I don't see why those are not the moments where you can at least give it a try. But, it's not to.
Tall order, man. Tall order. Not going to quickly earlier in the third quarter when things were getting out of hand. They ran
several
it up
times
to 14.
Too. It wasn't just today. It was several times.
Yeah, they ran it up to 14. It's a lot of things, man. But I just felt like the talent shined brighter. When you lose 4-1, it's hard to really pinpoint, schematically or strategy wise where the Knicks could have won, because I just felt like there were times where they got dominated in this series. And a lot of it started on the glass, bro, with Capella. The same one who was talking all that trash. Got him up out of there and dominated the game early. Yeah. We knew he was going to be a problem all series. He was a problem all series. They limited the Knicks to one shot. He's on the boards. They're out on the break. They're out in transition with Trae. You turn the ball over, they out in transition with Trae. It was tough to stop this team, man.
No adjustments.
No adjustments.
It's just that simple because, like you said, it just kept happening. And then on top of it, the rookie on Yeka Okongwu jumped into the game.
Yeah.
He was baby Clint Capella. We just were not boxing out. And it was the number one thing I think everybody was talking about. We got to be strong on the board, group rebounding, and we just weren't. And that just leaves many other options for them. And, yeah,
we weren't there, man. Let me get Ashley in here. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys as we get Ashley in here. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll try to shout you guys out, man. Chat is going crazy right now, obviously. so we're trying to get everybody in here. I could barely read what's going on in the chat, but obviously. Nevertheless, remember the show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Go get the new Lawnmower 4.0, fellas. This is the Ferrari of ball shavers. Make sure you get it in time for the summertime. Trust me, do not be without it. And once again, go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Okay, let me just tweak the screens up here. We'll get Ashley in here in 2 minutes. Okay. Ash, your mic up? You ready?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yep, ready to go. Ash and Nicole Moss in the building. Ash, what were some of your thoughts here?
I'm sad.
were you crying, Ash? That's why you were late. You were crying.
First and foremost, I'm sad. Listen, you always have a level of optimism as a fan, especially when, you're playing at home, that the series is not going to end. And if it does end, it's not going to happen in Madison Square Garden. And I was one of those people, we did SNY together, and I said that the Knicks were going to win game 5, and I wholeheartedly believed that this series was not going to end in New York. So it's definitely a tough pill to swallow. I didn't want the season to end like this. I didn't want it to end on this note. But, you know, my dad said something that, you know, really stuck with me. You know, this season wasn't a failure. I know a lot of the times the ultimate goal of each season is to go ahead and win a championship, right? If you're a non-rebuilding team, you're supposed to win championships. But for a rebuilding team, you're just supposed to compete, and the Knicks surpassed that. You know, they did more than compete. They ended up not only placing in the playoffs, but having home court advantage. And it really is something that you have to celebrate. This team, like I said, surpassed not only the expectations of the media, but us as the fans. And I look at it, you know, from a glass half full kind of scenario, trying to lick my wounds a bit. You see what this team has accomplished with so little, right?
Yeah.
There's so many voids on this team, and I think those voids were even more magnified in this series when you're playing a team that's more complete like the Atlanta Hawks. But just knowing how many voids this team does have and how many things we need to go ahead and work on in the offseason, to see the level of competition and just the way that this team was able to perform despite all of that, it's really something that I'm excited for the future of this team, of this franchise, to see what this team looks like when you get those pieces that you need. This is going to be a team that's going to be around for a very long time. And listen, if people are sick of Knicks fans, if people are sick of the New York Knicks now, just wait. We're just getting started, baby. New York, we're here. What's up? We're not going anywhere.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, how we feeling? Creeping up on 2,000 in here. Chat is going crazy right now. I can't even see what's going on. But shout out to Johnny Monoton checking in. His team hashtag New Johnny. What's going on? I see some all 72s in here. Eric Castro, how you feeling? James Ari Argilagos, James, how you doing, man? He's team hashtag new in here. What's going on? CK, who you want to shout out in the chat, bro?
I'm looking at my man KG. Shout out to him. I missed all the news. The chat is going crazy.
Even with slow-mo mode, bro. I got it. 60-second slow-mo mode. It's going crazy right now.
Right. And I know you just shout out, but yeah, shout out to Aries because you said shout out to CK. What's up? What's up? Got to get, you know, we're showing love to everybody. Got to give love. Once again, I know it's the middle of the show, but shout out to all the wrenches and the crew right now. Y'all been holding it down season long. Y'all killing the damn thing. I'm talking to TM. I'm talking about that. That's just everybody, all y'all. Appreciate everyone. You guys, you know what it is.
Ash, who you want to shout out?
Listen, the chat's moving 1,000 miles per minute. But
crazy, right?
Shout out to all the real Knicks fans in the building, the ones who aren't salty, the ones who aren't sad, the ones who aren't bitter. We did more than we thought we were going to do this season. We're here. We're here to stay. Yeah. Shout out to all of New York City in the building, New Jersey, Connecticut, Westchester, the Tri-State, the DMV, everyone down here in 305 with me rocking those Knicks jerseys. I went to – where did I go today? I went to Starbucks this morning, and it was flooded with Knicks jerseys. It was actually one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It was incredible. So, listen – We're here for the long haul, baby. And like I said, if they're sick of us now, they're going to be really sick of us.
Get used to it.
That's a fact. That is a fact, man. The call-in number is 657-383-1509. Or you can call in via Discord. Join the Knicks Fan TV Discord. We've got a budding community going on in there. The chat is always going on 24/7. So you got two ways to call us up, Discord or the phone number below, 657-383-1509. Okay, back to the phones we go.
And then, somebody asked me if I'm rooting for Brooklyn now. Listen, I'm going to be honest. Hold on. I'm going to be honest with you right here real quick. I hate the Milwaukee Bucks fan base. I do. I hate them with a passion.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
We've been beefing with each other since I worked for the Miami Heat. So, for this series, I definitely want Brooklyn to get them all the way out of there.
It's that tough.
I hate them that much. So, yeah.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
After that, I want the 76ers.
There is no after that. With Embiid hurt, that's it. This is it.
What do you mean?
Embiid's out of there, man.
No. They need going now.
Yeah.
It's bad enough. I'm rooting for the Sixers.
Now we got to get him up out of there.
Hold on. Time out. Yeah. Embiid's going to have an entire series to rest. He doesn't have to come back to play the Atlanta Hawks. Are you crazy? He's chilling.
I wouldn't be so sure. You know what I mean? But let's get to the phones. Why me from Harlem? What's going on, bro?
Yo.
Yo, what's good, man? How you feeling, man? Appreciate it,
man,
bro.
Man, everything is good, man. It's good to talk to y'all again for maybe the last game this season.
Yeah.
Salute to the chat. Hit that thumbs up for your squad. Salute CP, CK, and Ash. What's going on?
What's good, bro?
You know, bittersweet ending. It's hard to lose like that, especially, you know, when a player like Clint Capella predicted that they was going to send us on vacation. That's kind of trash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We still cleaning up house from the Phil Jackson era. We still got Noah on the book. So, you know, we definitely need a point guard. Next year, we need a source of point guard that can play D, play both ways, get in the lane. Trey Young walking down Broadway, stopping at the post office, shipping the package, hitting the floater, throwing an alley-oop. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to go out like that. But I'm definitely proud of the season, man. I spent a lot of time in front of the TV watching them lose. So it's good for the squad to go into the playoffs, man.
Yeah.
You know the vibes, man. Yeah, you know where we've been, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to, you know, and I wish y'all all the best in the future, man. Y'all got a long summer media-wise, so make sure y'all keep doing y'all thing. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all on TV, all of y'all doing y'all thing, man. I'm super proud of y'all and the direction that y'all going in. Nothing but love, man.
Thank you, bro. Thanks a lot, bro. Much appreciated, man.
All right.
Yeah, Ice Trey destroyed us, man. And you know, what? Another thing you saw from the series, when fans are asking for a hard fouls and physical play, it's a flagrant one all the time. Mm. Or it's being reviewed for a flagrant one all the time. How do you expect them to play hard or play physical or knock this kid around when he's drawing every single foul in the book and everything that is you know, questionable, quote unquote, is being reviewed for a flagrant one?
Yeah, it was. That's probably, you know, there's been a lot of bad officiating in this series, but tonight's game was probably the top of the list when it comes to worst. I mean, you can't even breathe on Trey. Let's break this down. On one side, I understand that drawing fouls is part of the game, but I find it highly annoying how Trey Young refuses to play any defense when he'll constantly try to draw fouls. I find that extremely aggravating as a fan of the game. It just messes with the rhythm of the game. It messes with the flow. It's just, it's annoying to watch someone constantly just foul hunt. I find that aggravating. And on the other side of that, it's also like, the officiating is so lopsided, and there was a video that was posted, and somebody asked, like, this is a foul? And I'm like, yeah, it technically is a foul. Now, would it get called for someone like R.J. Barrett? No, but that doesn't make it any less of a foul. But that's frustrating as a fan when you see things that are fouls but are only being called for one team, and then also things that are not flagrants that are now becoming flagrants that are common fouls, but they're being it's all over the place. Like, what can you do?
League,
I need a list
soft.
Of the fouls that I can commit without being in any sort of a penalty. Let me know what that looks like.
League is getting soft, man, CK. They got the one where Trey jumped in backwards into Reggie Bullock, damn near knocked his teeth out. And then Randall tried to draw something similar, and they didn't even call it for him. You can't make it up, bro.
And the problem, Ashley, unfortunately, with your point, no, the problem is, what defense does he need to play when we don't make him play defense? Like, I felt like every single time on the other side of the court, we never went to him on the defensive end. We weren't making him play any defense. You're right. You're 100% correct. But if we don't make him play defense, we made it easy on him. We weren't making him play defense at all.
I hear that, but also as a player, you get frustrated, you get flustered because you're in a situation where you can't outscore them because you're not as offensively gifted, but your strong suit, which is defense, is now being taken away from you because you can't even play that game without sending them to the line, and all you're doing is giving them extra points that they don't need because they're already going to outscore you. So it puts you in a weird position as a player because now you're basically walking on eggshells. You're afraid to really play any defense because you know if you do 9 times out of 10 the call is, you know, he's going to get the call. So it's frustrating, especially when you're a defensive heavy team and that is your strong suit. Mm-hmm. You have that ripped away from you because you really can't play defense on Trae Young or really anybody on the Atlanta Hawks. So it kind of leaves you with your hands tied, like, okay, so what can I do but just let him score and try to keep up? It's frustrating. It definitely
is. Which furthers my point that Frank Ntilikina himself should have been on that floor and fouled out. You know he gets those fouls.
Yeah, quickly. You know foul runs out of bullets quickly, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just makes me so mad.
Yeah, man.
There's mad Hawks fans in this chat.
Yeah, Hawks fan TV is in there heavy. I'm still catching up on the chat, but all I just looked and all I see is no Ash, no, several times in the chat.
Those are all the Hawks fans telling me to stop complaining.
Those are the Knicks fans telling you not to be rooting for the Nets in the next round.
Oh, I was joking. Because
you're wilding right now.
I was kidding.
All you saw was no.
If there is any team that I'm rooting for, it would probably be the Utah Jazz. I really like the way they play basketball.
No doubt. Salute to Greg's Film Stuff. He says the third quarter was trash. He sends a super chat, $20 super chat, says third quarter was trash. Didn't understand why Tibbs didn't bring the second unit in sooner. This series exposed our holes, and running the offense through Randall every turn cannot continue. Definitely agree with that. We desperately need a point guard and a wing. CK, while I read the super chats and get to the calls, let's pull up. Let's do an early free agency preview. Point guard class ain't looking too great, but let's just take a look and see what our options might be in that regard. Rare Edition sends a super chat. He says Tibbs ran out of cards for this series. Our aces never came through consistently. Great season, Knicks Nation. Remember the 9-game streak. Julius Randle's play and bill for this offseason. We hear, let's go Knicks. Shout out to Boxing Trav. He says, salute CPCK. What a year. Kami sends a super chat. Says, Hawks fan here. My dad is a Knicks fan. Love y'all's content. You keep it real. Great series and keep up the great work/content. God bless. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D. Everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute his legend. Says, this is the playoffs. An old saying, be careful what you ask for. All remaining teams going to feel this way, trying to figure it out. Amazing coverage by Knicks Fan TV. We felt every moment. We are great. The better team won. Let's grow. Salute to Chuck, man. Definitely appreciate your support all season, for sure. All right, back to the phones we go. Triple M, how you feeling, bro?
You're CP, you know, that's the saddest year, bro. Damn, that was the lowest one this season, fam.
Woo! Damn, bro.
I'm drinking water right now, man. The detox season has become for Tequila Tito, bro. That's it. That's
Tequila Tito is officially in rehab, folks. It's over. It's over.
Exactly. Yeah, but, bro, like I was just – like everybody's saying, this is going to sound like a broken record all year, but the New York Knicks have 50, 60 million, whatever it is, in cap room. You know, 3 draft picks, top 32. It's going to sound like a broken record because that's all we have to look forward to, man. And I just want to thank this season. You know how many times I had to call you after the ping pong balls went a different way? You know, this season was exciting, man. 9-game winning streak. CP, I got a newborn. He's 5 months old. I'm taking the first flight to ATL. This season just brought back the passion and the grit and everything that the New York Knicks stand for. And it reminded us because it's been 8 long seasons since it's been any type of joy or anything that we've gotten excited for. We always talking ping pong or I'm arguing you about LaMelo Ball, which we had no chance of getting, you know. And I'm just happy, bro, that this season happened. It just reminded me of the passion.
Give credit. You were one of the first people to jump out the window talking playoffs, bro. You called in early, the first week of the season.
You said 26 wins, and I was like, no way, CP. No way we're going to 26 wins. We're going all the way to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely jumped that early. But, yo, Knicks Fan TV, I'm proud of you, CK, Ashley. You guys are working hard. I don't know what the future has, but I know something is bright for all of you. CP, you already know the vibes of me.
Appreciate it, bro.
We took over that Hudson Grill early.
Knicks
fans heavy.
Yeah.
And it's early. It's early, bro. Next season's going to be lit. You feel me? Triple M. Tequila Tito, man. Thanks for the nickname, CP. That thing's been running all over the place for me. Yeah. So I've been part of this season, bro. Ashley, CK, like I said, much love. Knicks Fan TV, Triple M. You already know the vibes all the time with me, bro.
Salute, bro. Salute, great man. Energy, appreciate, bro. Man. Appreciate all your support, man. We had a great season. We had a fun season, bro. Good times in the A as well, despite getting washed up out there. And that was the side story to the season, man, is you know, what the content does, the impact that the content has on the people. And so that was certainly a bright spot. But, yeah, shout out Triple M, man. He said he's now officially drinking water for the offseason.
That's crazy, man.
Never leaves home without a bottle of Patron, so now he's switching up the vibe, man.
Wait, so then why is his name Tito? It should be something that...
I don't know. It just rhymed with the alcohol. Ash. It just rolled off that way. You know
I thought
I'm
it was
saying?
Because of the alcohol. I thought that's what he was just on.
He's a tequila guy. You know what I'm saying? So I just... That was just a freestyle. You know what I mean?
I thought he was just a Tito's guy. I didn't know.
It didn't really make sense, but it made sense, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's just how it went. You know, but yeah, salute to everybody in the chat once again. All right, let's see where's the Discord fam at tonight. Let's go to the Discord fam, kicking us off. King Deej, unmute your mic, King Deej. Wait for the delay.
It's good. You know, I'm always 5 seconds late on the Discord, yep. Man. Run it up. I don't hear enough of them. Run it up, Atlanta. Shout out to the Atlanta fans for giving you more subscribers and more views.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. But that appreciate
time you got to shake hands with that team.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody's acting. You know, I get it. We all super fans. We go hard for the Knicks, but Atlanta's the better team, and that's just what it is. Come playoff time, everybody plays hard. So you just gotta, you know, talent wins. Talent wins in the playoffs, man. But listen, I said it to UCP yesterday. Ashley and CK, what's up? You know, the big three's here. But I'm gonna say it again because you know everybody wasn't here yesterday. I don't want to hear about Trey Randle. I don't want to hear about Trey RJ. What I want to do this summer is focus on three things. Mm-hmm. Backcourt, and backcourt, bro. That's why, and people don't understand, when we talk about Lonzo, when we talk about we about to pick up Lonzo from the airport, it's not because he's the final piece. He's a piece. So I want him in the backcourt. I want interchangeable guards that can all attack down the paint. Atlanta has exposed us for that. Yeah. So even if we run it back with this team, You still need shot makers, man. I don't need shooters that can't do nothing else but shoot an open shot, but can't put the ball on the floor. That's why I've been saying Lonzo, because he gets people easy points and he can put the ball on the floor. At the same time, he can play off ball, shoot the three. Yep. Don't be like you guys got to look further than that, man. You got to study the game. Will Barton, he's in an injury right now, but when that kid is healthy, when Will the Thrill is healthy. 6'7" guard, make his own shot, defend, and can pass, assist, play off. He's with Joker. Like, don't tell me he can't play off ball. He's with Joker. He's not playing right now, but he's with Joker. And those are my two. If I had a pick, if I ran into Walt Perrin in the city, that's who I want. Those two. Draft. I want to. We got four picks. There's no way they drafting four players, man. Mm-hmm. I want a wing player. I want the best wing player available. I don't care who that is.
Yeah.
Whether it's Zaire, whether they try to move up, they're not going to get in the top 10, but if they can get in the top 15,
language,
I want
bro.
The best wing available, bro. Everybody just calm down. This team is what it was. Like, and we ahead of schedule. Like, I don't like everybody getting off the bandwagon over one series.
Yeah,
we ahead of schedule.
Yeah, people jump off the bandwagon fast, bro. Trying to get Randall out of here, bro. And appreciate the call, Deej, man. Definitely appreciate it. But, yeah, I'm with him, man. Listen, we just got to keep building from here, man, you know. Yep. And you're likely not going to get the home run in the offseason. Kawhi's not coming here. Dame goes off of 55 yesterday, CK. You got people on Twitter talking about, we need Dame. I'm like, fam, we're not getting Dame either, man. Like,
Someone said on Twitter, what did he say? He was like, I'd give up my favorite cousins for
and
then he responded, he's like, matter of fact, on second thought, me and my mom
speak in terms of ball yet.
So he said, me and my mom don't even speak like that.
Man, he's getting desperate out here, man. But Dame is like that, man. That's my favorite player in the league, man. He went off yesterday for sure. But, yeah, it might just be singles, man. It might just be singles, but singles that'll help us build this
and
team.
That's not a bad
thing. I heard Kawhi likes chopped cheese.
Whatever works, Ash.
Look, I'm with it. Look, whatever works.
Whatever works, man. CK, what did you pull out the point guard list? What's the point guard list looking like?
I got the wings, but we can start with the point guards.
Yeah, let's do point guards, and we'll get back to the phones and get to wings in a bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Well, obviously, yeah, the list is actually, you know, you were saying it's dry. We got options because, like you said, man, we cannot settle on the home run hitters. There's a lot of guys here that can help us, but then it comes down to youth or vets. So the very top of the list, you're looking at guys like CP3 is most likely going to take his player option, but he is on player option, very top of the list. Something to think about. I don't think he's leaving. I think he's staying, especially with the run that the Suns could possibly go on. But we got guys like Michael Conley, who is wide open, available, going to be expensive, but he's there at the top. Kyle Lowry and guys like Dennis Schroeder, Lonzo Ball. Sorry, did you hear the last one? Lonzo Ball. Did y'all hear that one? Let me say one more time. Lonzo Ball. Yeah, he's there. And then there's guys that are low on the list. If we decide to go a little bit more heavy on, you know, wings that we'll talk about later. And, you know, there's so many things that can happen this offseason.
Yeah.
If you go down a little bit lower on the list, we got a lot of names that people don't really think about. I'm not saying that these are guys that you're going to put the keys in their hands and they're going to be the point guard of the future. Mm-hmm. But they're guys that could definitely help us out because, you know, they either kill us or they do good stuff for their teams. I'm looking at names like T.J. McConnell, who's another name on there.
McConnell would be a nice scrapper off the bench. I like that. Yep. I like McConnell off the bench.
Definitely somebody to look at. And it's somebody else that I got my eye on. I know he's going to be coming back from injury. He's on a player option. And I saw a few people in the chat bringing him up. But I think somebody we should be paying a little bit attention to because he's probably going to be cheap. Spencer Dinwiddie. He's on a player option. He's going to be cheap because he's coming back from injury. He's got something to prove. I love players like that. So that's another person I got my eye on as well. But, we got a lot of names that we could swing for in the Kyle Lowry's. You know, I'm still a little iffy on Conley. Talent-wise, sure, but I'm still really iffy on him injury-wise. He's still been in and out of rotation for even this Utah Jazz team. And you already know it's Lonzo Ball till I die. It's on the board. Ain't going nowhere until we'll see what happens at the end of the season. But, we got options, CP. Like you said, we got to go for the home run. We just got to go for the better. We need King Deej was out here spitting facts. We just got to go for the better right now, man.
We just got to go for the better. I'm out on Schroeder. I'm definitely out on Lowry, bro. I'm out on Lowry.
Yeah, 100%. That was 2010, and we missed out. We blew that. I don't want him now. I'm 100% there with you.
Way out on Lowry.
Didn't he go scoreless last night?
Don't talk to me about Schroeder, Ashley. I'm not talking about Schroeder.
Now, why you think LeBron left that game with 5 minutes to go, man? He was disgusting. He had enough.
Speaking of left, did you guys see Spike leave and then come back?
Come back?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that, man.
Oh, my God.
The man walked out. We went on a run, and he saw the TV outside and came back.
His book bag with him.
What?
Walked out leaving, was piecing everybody out, and Randall hit that shot. The crowd went crazy. The man
and then he went, oh, come on, Spike, man. Come on, Spike, man. Come on, Spike. Don't get caught on TV. Don't get caught on TV looking like that, man.
With Reggie Miller watching, bro.
They caught him in 4K.
I had to listen to Reggie Miller talking about Spike. Like, you should know. Like, oh, my God.
Nah, man. This game is bad enough.
Don't do this. Come on.
Don't do that, man.
Caught in 4K breaking the Cardinal rule.
And then I'm texting Q-Tip because on the MSG feed, they showed Trae Young joined with Q-Tip. Tracy Morgan and 50 on the sideline. I'm texting Q-Tip. I'm like, yo, don't get him started, bro. Do not get him started. And he was like, nah, too late, man. My man went off at 36. Yeah. So, yeah, it was all bad for us, man. All bad. But, yeah, for me, just a quick, you know, reaction to that list. I would take a look at Dinwiddie for sure.
Yep.
I would take a look at Dinwiddie. The thing about Lonzo is he doesn't give you enough dribble penetration in my view, you know what I mean, in terms of attacking the rim. However, I also feel like whoever we do bring at the point has got to be able to push that pace, man. Because if you think about RJ, OB, Mitch, whoever we bring in the draft, these guys will thrive in transition, bro, especially RJ. We've got to help him get easier buckets, man. RJ in transition is nice, bro. We have to get that going.
Nice.
OB as well. So that's why, you know, I would take a look at Lonzo for sure. I would definitely take a look at Lonzo. And then you may have, You may have, you know, trade candidates, Brunson. Was the Brogdon stuff real? Was the Brogdon stuff real? I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not buying it, but if it is real, that's something we should definitely consider for sure.
Yeah, yeah. For sure, man. And then listen, we still signed Vildoza. We'll see what Vildoza does.
We're gonna get fined for tampering. Put the damn sign down.
I ain't got no contract under the Knicks organization. Look, man, I'm on my LeVar Ball. I'm gonna be so annoying this offseason.
And CK, you and Kyrie
just tampering. You don't understand. Do we have enough super chats to cover that fine?
Look. I'll find it. I'll go to a loan. I'll find it. I ain't worried about it. But CP just said it perfectly. Like, people think, yes, I'm a Lonzo Ball fan, but it's not. I'm not looking at it as for Lonzo Ball. It's for everybody that CP just named. Obi Toppin's game instantly boosts up. RJ Barrett game instantly boosts up. Mitt, all these other guys, their game, our team's game, we can actually play in pace. Like King Deej says, not only is he a guy that can move the ball around if the game stops. It's not like if Lonzo's left open in the corner, the ball comes back to him. It's not like he's going to be like Elfrid Payton and can't shoot the rock. The dude he's a shooter.
Yeah.
I think CP mentioned the one flaw that I feel like can be fixed is something that he did in UCLA and actually a little bit in his first year with Los Angeles is, you know, it feels like he got away from attacking the hoop as much as he used to. And that's something, you know what, if that can come back, you know, it's all between the ears. And I think that's something that can come back. So to me, it's just like, it's just a home run hit for the team. Yes, Lonzo Ball, I get it. People have their process. It's just for the entire team. Julius Randle, we can probably get him in the pick and roll, pick and pop situation. There's so many open. It just, to me, just makes too much sense. I don't know. I can go on and on about it.
I think it's a viable option. And then we'll see what Vildoza brings to the club.
Yeah, man.
You know, I still think it's a rotation player, but we'll see if he can deliver more.
But do you? Right. I mean, just playing devil's advocate here because that's what I do. 20 mil. I mean, is he worth that price tag though? Like, is there something else out there that you can get for $20 million, something else, someone else out there that you can get for 20 mil that will do more?
What's Brogdon making right now? I feel like he's at like 17. He's around the same, right?
He's 18, 19. Let me double check. But he's around the same price tag that Lonzo will be looking at right now. I got you.
Yeah. I think he's around the same.
I think of that price tag, and I think $20 million, is he giving me $20 million worth of talent?
It's
like,
tough.
Can I get $20 million worth of player out of him? Like, what is his overall game level that's worth $20 million? And I don't know if he's hit that threshold yet, and that's why I'm a little on the fence about Lonzo. I agree with you completely, CK, about what he can do for the other guys on the team in terms of elevating their game and what he brings to the table. I just don't know if it's $20 million worth. That's my only.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. The price is certainly a concern with me, too. You know,
and Brogdon is at exactly $20 million. He's making
exactly
4 year 85.
So, yeah. You got to figure Lonzo's looking around that range. And then if it's going to be a sign and trade, that's also something that, you know,
That might be your best bet.
Yeah, that's not really something I like, but we'll see. Would you just preliminary options, man? We got the whole summer, whole off season to talk about this, but we just throwing some preliminary looks out there. And we'll talk about the wings in a minute. So to everybody in the chat, once again, let's get those likes up. Let's get up to 1,000 likes. I got this Obi Toppin jersey I've been sitting on all season long. You know, I'm gonna give that away for the last game of the season to a Knicks fan in here. It's a replica jersey, whatever, man, but you can still rock it and be fresh. Salute to my guy Shells Heavy for donating to the cause. So if we get up to 1,000 likes, we'll give that away, Dave, and we can just start getting the giveaway form ready.
The chat seems to be okay with $20 million.
23 years old, man.
Yeah. 23 years old, $20 million.
Let's take a poll in the chat. What do you think in the chat? Would you go after Lonzo? Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you would go after Lonzo in this offseason. I want to shout out the original man, sent a super chat. He says, mission accomplished this season. Restore the luster to the garden and start a foundation we could build upon and attract some free agents. Salute to the whole Knicks Fan TV squad. Salute CP, CK2K, Ashley, TM, Chuck D, Ari, and Dave. Shout out to the original man. I think he came down to the A. I think he was down there in the A with us, man. So, salute to him for sure. Tony S sends a super chat. Tony, appreciate it. At Freak NY says, this hurts. We were not competitive. Gentlemen, sweep. Will Federico sends a super chat, says, great season, Will. Thank you very much. Sandy Villorio says, I never liked the Hawks matchup. I think we could have matched up much better against the Heat. All right, interesting. I don't really see it, but interesting, interesting. It was going to be hard either way, man. It's the playoffs.
Yes.
I want to shout out my guy Eugene.
Well, it depends on what version of the Heat showed
up.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if it was this version, we might have had a chance.
If it was the Heat that showed up against Milwaukee, we might have had a chance. If it was the Heat that shows up normally when they play the Knicks, we definitely would have got swept.
100%, man. Let me shout out my guy Eugene, CEO of Revy. By way of Brownsville, Brooklyn, out there in the Bay Area holding it down, sends a $250 super chat. He says, it's tough, man, but in the words of Kendrick Lamar, if I told you that a flower bloomed in the dark room, would you trust it? Answer is yes, I trust it. We came into this season thinking we would know the top 20 players in the draft by now. We overachieved. Respect to the squad. Hashtag Leon, you up. Hashtag salute KFTV, man. Salute my guy Eugene. Definitely appreciate the support. And it was a pleasure rocking with you out in the A, man. Definitely appreciate that. And that's my guy Eugene holding it down. Brooklyn in the building. All right, let's go to the phone. Speaking of Brooklyn, Michael's up next. Michael, how you doing?
CP.
Yep.
CK. Ashley.
How you doing, man?
Ashley, I'm going to let you slide with that Brooklyn comment because I don't know.
I was kidding.
Listen, man, I feel like Tibbs got outcoached. He could have definitely put Frank in there on Trey a couple more. Like, he could have definitely put him on there at least two, three games out of the series just to give him a different look because Trey wasn't doing nothing on defense, but he was getting everything on offense, getting all the fouls. He was roaming. He was living life at the game.
He was living life. And even when Bullock got the ball, he was punking Bullock on defense most of the time.
That's what I'm saying.
This game,
like,
Bullock
at Frank,
got off, but most
Frank,
of the series, he was
helping
Bullock's crew.
He could be – he could use his long arms on him.
Yeah.
But, I miss Mitch. I miss Mitch. I feel like if Mitch was in, he would have definitely affected – he would have definitely had better rim. We would have definitely had better rim protection.
Yeah.
I love Noel, but that man couldn't catch COVID if he licked the sidewalk last year. You understand what I'm saying?
But
I'm proud of the team, man. So I'm a little deflated. Hopefully we get somebody this summer. CK, CP, I appreciate the content you put out for us Knicks fans, man. You doing your thing over there with Max. You be eating him up every week, bro.
Appreciate
Keep
you, bro.
Keep doing that on him. You hear?
Yeah, man. I'll be back tomorrow, man. I'll be back tomorrow in the Lions den, defending the orange and blue, defending the honor of the team.
Yes, sir.
We'll be ready, man.
I can't speak for every Knicks fan, but I can speak for myself. We appreciate everything you do for us and the coach and my brother.
Appreciate you, bro. Much appreciated, man. Thanks a lot.
It's always, the worst part of the season ending is obviously the season ending. That's number one.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, after the game's over and you hear your opponent's post-game comments, you just want to fast forward
Uh-oh.
To next season
Uh-oh.
And just go at their next.
Uh-oh.
So
who's a sore young, winner right now, Ash? Who's a sore winner? Air him out.
To say.
Oh, yeah.
On
oh,
his
boy.
Infamous bow that he did at towards the end of the game, he says, I know there are a lot of shows in this city, and I know that's what they do when the show is over.
Mm.
I want his head. I want so his what? Head on my Mother of Dragons vibe. I want his head. I want it. I need the season to start over. He's officially the new villain of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
This Hawks Knicks series game, that this is officially the NBA's newest rivalry.
Man,
and
oh
it's
man.
To be for a while. It is on.
I certainly hope so, man. Yeah, that was the most frustrating thing about the series is that we couldn't even talk trash, man. Couldn't even talk trash. But I mean, game two was epic. You know what I mean? We was out there like Project X. I was talking about it on the show yesterday. It was this close to being a Project X movie out there after the game two win. But after that, we really had nothing to talk about, bro. Like, I went in there into State Farm Arena games 3 and 4, lost my voice within 5 seconds, and really didn't need it after that because it was a wrap. And it was just a wrap, bro. I had nothing to say. Nothing
That's
to say. So
and people who keep saying, everyone keeps saying this to me on Twitter and things like that, like, well, it can't be a rivalry because you guys only won one game. A rivalry just means beef. I don't know what education you guys have or what dictionary you use to define rivalry, but a rivalry just means beef.
It doesn't have to be an even series ever.
It just means that there's smoke. There's a lot of trash talk. There's a lot of animosity. There's a lot of history. And although there's not a lot of history, there's a lot of trash talk and animosity between these two teams and these two fan bases, and I think will be for a very long time.
Let's hear what RJ had to say on this series here.
A lot more winning. You know, winning was fun. Winning is always fun. I mean, it was a great team. We worked hard every single day. You know, we came in and we really gave it our all. That's something, you know, that I can say. And also why I don't, you know, obviously I feel bad, but I'm okay with knowing that we gave everything we had, you know. We fought to the end, the last buzzer. And that's just who we are. And that's how New York is. And, you know, that's who we'll continue to be moving forward.
All right. Ash getting emotional.
I'm not this is not what I wanted for you.
It was tough, man. But, you know, hey, this was his first series. You know, he got some playoff experience under his belt. I thought games 4 and 5, he played much, much better. And for RJ, you know, I would just say going into the offseason, man, just continue to work on that three-point shot. Definitely needs to work on more of a pull-up game. Again, can't just rely on, you know, catch and shoot threes and all or nothing to the basket. I like just, is there something in between that he can master, bro, in terms of putting the ball on the floor and pulling up a little bit? Because, again, you're just not going to be able to bully everybody on your way to the basket. But overall, solid season by RJ, man. Solid season. Obviously, you were looking for more consistency from him in this series. But, you know, I thought game two, he was pretty decent. 4, he was good. And tonight, I thought he was pretty good tonight.
Not only that, but, I mean, so many strides in him as a player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In
the overall season. I mean, I know the basketball fans tend to have short memories, and the last thing you remember is – you know, the last game that you played, and that's what leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. But, I mean, it's hard to ignore the strides that RJ has made from last season to this season. And if, you know, that is any indication of his off-season grind, his off-season, you know, energy and determination and just, you know, laser focus, if you will, next season, he's going to be even better. And I'm excited to see what that looks like for him because he clearly is on the trajectory of just constantly improving. And we forget he's so young. And I think we get spoiled by that because he does have games where he just wows us and we think we're going to get that from him every single time. And that's not excusing that he didn't show up. Obviously, you know, he didn't do his job when it came to this series. He didn't do it consistently. That's, you know, just what it is. But the future is bright for RJ. I'm excited to see what it looks like.
CJ, how about you, bro?
Still not over the clip, man. dang, man. He's right. He's on point with everything. I love hearing that, man, because obviously losing, you're just so upset with the fact that it's over, especially at home, the way it ended. Like, you're just so upset with everything. But I love what RJ said, hindsight 2020. Like, you know, this team did what this team did this season. You know, everybody was counting us out, and they shut all that noise out and overachieved and played the way that they played this entire season. And now it's on to working and improving, getting ready for next season. A lot of moves, a lot of changes are going to come for sure. But, you know, they can't worry about that. Get the game worked out, and we'll see how we show up in the next year. And like you said, you know, we're here talking about RJ Barrett improving key parts of his game. But to come into this NBA, this basketball where the best of the best are playing and everybody's talking about your jump shot is whack. You can't do this. You're not a shooter. You're not doing that. And in one season, I've been calling RJ Barrett an amoeba all year, going from 25%, something like that in December after having the stretch of games where he could not hit a shot.
0 for 20 from 3 after opening night.
you know what I'm saying? And then ending the season 40% from three.
Yeah.
Like, to do that in 1 year at 20 years old, shutting everybody out, you know, I'm proud of him. And that only just continues to make me excited to see what is next, like Ashley just said. You know, it takes growth for these players. And, you know, for him to have this kind of bad season, cool, grow on that. A lot of players that we can name that are greats had terrible first stints in the playoffs. It just happens, and not everybody can Trae Young it and have a great first stint in the playoffs.
Yeah.
People have these moments. They grow from it. And
you got to grow from it.
I'm excited, man. Shout out to Drew Hanlon. Do your thing, bro. A lot of people are on your neck at the beginning of the season, and look, the work is paying off. Can't wait to see what you do with RJ Barrett next. I'm excited.
I think.
But even players who have been to the playoffs before and finals before have bad seasons. I mean, look what happened with the Miami Heat. Those guys are fresh off of finals appearance. Completely folded.
Got
in the
swept.
First round. Bam Adebayo did not look like himself. Jimmy Butler did not. I mean, it happens to the best of them. It doesn't make you any less of a talent. It doesn't make you any less of an asset.
It's how you respond.
It's how you respond. And I guarantee you, the way that Coach Spo maneuvers, that team's going to come back bigger and better next season. I think the same way about the New York Knicks. I think this was a learning experience. I think Julius Randle's going to be completely different next year when the Knicks are in the playoffs. And, yes, I said next year when the Knicks are in the playoffs. All you dusty Atlanta Hawks fans, you heard me right. You're going to see a more confident team. You're going to see a more just solid team, a cohesive team. This is only, again, this is only the beginning. Yeah. It stings now because you got caught up in the whirlwind. You got caught up in the winning. You got caught up in the dream. Mm-hmm. It's like when you meet someone and you envision what they are or what they could be, but you don't really see what they are, and you get caught up in the potential. We got caught up in the potential.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're going to work on this relationship, and we're going to come back bigger and better. That's all. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do, man. But I think definitely for RJ, it was encouraging to see him improve his three-point shot and the free throws for sure. I thought those were the keys to getting his average up to where it was, which is 17 this season. But now I think he has to work on definitely creating out of the mid-range and also his handle. Because if his handle doesn't get right, he's going to have these issues where he's having trouble separating from guys. And give credit, like I said, Hunter's a good one-on-one defender. I thought Bogdanovich's defense this series was great. And RJ had trouble against those guys. He also missed a ton of wide open jumpers. Let's be real in this series. He missed a ton of open threes, and so that didn't really bode too well for him. So certainly things that he needs to work on going into the off season. All right, let's get back to the phones here from some more people. Let's go rapid fire phones right now. Let's go to let me hear from some new people. Abdul from San Diego. Abdul, what's going on, man?
So what's going on, fans? Can you guys hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, man. You see your go, guys.
Perfect, man. I appreciate you guys. First and foremost, just want to express my gratitude, man. I'm here in California, been here for 20-something years. Hard as hell to find a Knick community. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys, man, for just really giving your all. I just donated. I don't know nothing about the Super Chat, but I'll get better at that next year, I promise. I just want to say, Ash.
No problem, bro.
Ash, you can never – I know you said Brooklyn, and you meant that deep down in your heart. Don't you ever, sister. The Knicks is out. I'm out. I can't watch no more.
I was kidding.
Thank you, guys.
But I wasn't kidding about the Utah Jazz. I actually really do enjoy watching them play. And if I have to root for a team that's not in New York, I hope they win it all. I think that's a really good basketball team. I'm not going to lie.
No. They definitely are. Yo. And like I said, living here in California, like I get the Warriors. You get like all these other California teams, and you just try to do the best you can, streaming and paying for Knicks tickets. You know, online, like, but I'm just grateful for you guys. Thank you for giving us a platform to be able to watch and feel like we're at home. I was telling my wife, I'm like, I talk to the computer every night because my kids are asleep and I get to watch you guys. And it feel like I'm a part of something. Like, yeah, you guys understand, man. You really helped me through this whole entire year. Just the year we had, I'm just grateful. You know what I mean? Like, being 36 and watching the Knicks, you know, all my life from New York and being there is nothing like seeing us play the way we play, even though we lost. It gives us something to cheer for again, and that's what I'm grateful for. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Great call, man. Appreciate you for calling in. As we go rapid-fire phones, we got to hear from the Rhyme Animal. Chuck D is checking in right now. Chuck, how you feeling?
I usually don't call, but you know this. I have to pull out massive salutes.
Yeah.
You know, CP, Ash, CK, troopers, you know, and I say, this is growth, man. It feels like the end of summer camp. It feels like the end of a tour. You know, when the tour date ends and everybody got to go home, it feels like the end of a play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You have a closing night. But yeah. This is growth, man. This is good growth, man. I don't think there's been a season that's felt this amazing. I say even before the 90s, man, because it came out of nowhere, man. Mm-hmm. And I told everybody, we've been in the playoffs. We've been in the playoffs since the beginning of April. Every game was the playoffs for us. Yeah. To get the 41 and 31 was unimaginable, you know. So mm-hmm. We knew we was going to run into the buzzsaw. I like to tell you that Kenny, Charles, EJ, Chuck, they sent everybody fishing except for one or two teams that found themselves in the finals. So, Ashley, you could take some solace that you'll see most of the people on that losing table talking about that L that as they exit the playoffs. So you can catch that. So, and also understand this, man. Clint Capella been losing playoffs the last 6 years. So he could talk, you know. Yeah. He could talk on this round. He's been sent home the last 6 years as a Rocket. So, you know, he's got a little something going and the rest of them. So we got a new history. We got a new rivalry. We go, retool, reshape. You know, the fans gave 150%.
Yeah,
Knicks Fan TV, 150%. And the team gave 150%. So stand up, stand proud. I'm not the closer here. We wait for Jay Boogie. Salute y'all forever, man. Yeah. Forever
salute,
love.
Chuck.
Knicks Nation.
Salute, Chuck, man. We had a great season, man. We had a great season. Thanks for calling. And thanks for supporting, man. And everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat, man. No doubt about it. Because Chuck is in. He's on this show watching with and chatting with the people before me, before I'm even on. And that's most games. You know, I'll come on halftime, check the chat, because the chat will be going once the show's announced. And it's Chuck in there chatting, and it's Angel, and it's this, that, and the third, and it's every night. You know, Chuck
and it's Ari already.
Ari's in there, yeah, or early. So before the show even starts, Chuck is in here vibing with the people, man. The mosh pit, as we call it, and we had a chance, we had an opportunity to go to the Phoenix game at MSG, man. That was a hell of an opportunity and experience for me as well, just hanging out with him. And he's right, man. You know, just even the dogfight that this team was in, you know, trying to maintain fourth.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, knowing that or thinking that this second half schedule was going to be a gauntlet for them. And they actually, you know, they made it through fairly well. And then they went on that West Coast trip. We went 3-3 on that West Coast trip and finished the season against the Celtics, ended up locking in that fourth seed. So it was a hell of a ride, man. No doubt. Hell of a ride. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Somebody's asking for the phones. CK, you sounded down and out, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm upset. We don't get a chance for rebuttal. I'm with Ash, man. I want another chance, man. Like,
I wanted it, man. I wanted to keep this thing going, you know?
CK is like me, and this is something I had to learn, especially, like, being in the media and, you know, especially being on Twitter. It's a New Yorker's mentality to want to pop back, like, when someone talks to you crazy. And, like, if I did that, I would literally be arguing with Twitter all day, every day. But it really does take a lot out of you. Sometimes you just got to let out a deep sigh so you just can compose yourself. Because sometimes you really just want to go at people. Like,
for real.
I'm still in the back of my mind harboring that Trae Young comment. I want another round at him. I want another go at him. But
that's where my slide came from. I literally just saw the bow again, and it pissed me off. So
I want another go at him. It's not sitting well with my spirit, but, you know.
This little dude destroyed us from game one to game five.
Ugh.
Every game.
Ugh.
Lit the Knicks on fire, bro. I had a guy, I was in the A, game four, I think. Yeah, it was game four. And I had some Knicks fans around me, you know what I mean? I wasn't at the game with them, but they were there. And this guy keeps going with the Trae Young is balding chants going on in a crowd by himself. And I'm ready to turn around like, yo, my man, It's not going to work here, man. Just take in the game, bro. Please, man. Now you're giving me a headache. I'm really not trying to hear that right now, man. Like, it's not working, bro.
Crying.
It's not working. And he's just, Trey Young is balding. I'm like, yo, fam, it's over, bro. Please, bro. Just please, man. Just please. Let's hang it up,
he's
man.
He's like,
yeah, please, bro. Just,
you're embarrassing
just,
us. Right,
yeah. Right. Factual.
We appreciate that. You, but it's not worth it.
Yeah, man. Salute to him, bro. Salute, man. Salute. Oh, man. Salute to the haters in the chat right now. Salute to the star report, Troy Terrain in the building.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Star, I know you probably got a lot to say, man. I got a call on your show, man. I know you got a lot to say about these Knicks. Because you was praying for a downfall all year. But salute to the hater anyway. I'm going to shout you out, man, even though you don't do shout-outs.
Brian, that was hilarious.
Yeah, man, 100%.
It's not going to work here, man.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, man.
Couple more super chats in here. Let me shout out. I know I missed a ton, so... A lot of super chats coming in, man. Definitely thanks to everybody who's donating. Make sure you hit that like button. We're going to give this Obi Toppin jersey away before the night is over. Bad Book 1 comes back. Bad Book 1 sees the Bulls fan, but always rocks with Knicks Fan TV. He says, here's love from a Bulls fan. Amazing season, Knicks fans. Still need a few pieces, but there was a sign of growth. This season is still something to be very proud of. Sure. Salute to CP, CK, 2K, and Ashley, and all the Knicks fans. Bad Book 1, appreciate it, man. I thought you forgot about us. Shout out to Wilson Aracena says, this is why you can't play a playoff rotation during the regular season. Yes, it will get you wins, but in the playoffs, when you need diversity or a spark, you have a bench of cold players who you don't trust. Michael C., appreciate that. He says, thank you guys for being the voice of the Knicks fans. Aaron Vasquez says, want to say congrats to the whole KFTV team and community. It was a special season. Sad to see us run off the court there at the end, but we'll be back. All right, no doubt, man. Definitely appreciate that. All right, back to the phones we go. JJ from Brooklyn. What's going on, JJ? How you feeling, bro?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah.
Kind of depressed for sure, man, yeah. But... You know, you got to give them credit. Capella talked and he backed it up, man. There's not much we could say right now. We just got to take it. You know what I mean? The guy dominated. Yeah, it would have helped definitely that Mitch out there. Mm-hmm. But, we got to give them credit and tip our cap. You know, they backed it up and we started it and they finished it, man. You know, yeah. I mean, it wasn't really the Knicks players. It was more the fans that started it, with the chants and the ball. I mean, it was cute. It was funny. You know, but now the thing is, it was frustrating seeing Randall perform this bad. RJ, you kind of predicted a win. Nah, it wasn't really like a prediction, but, it was frustrating seeing him miss all the layups. That's one other thing, CP, you were saying RJ's got to improve on it. I think another thing to add in there is the finishing at the hoop. He misses so many layups all year. If he hit even a couple more layups a game, he's probably at, 22 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the numbers say. But the finishing at the hoop's got to get better. Or if not, you got to work on that mid-range game. But the improvement he got, the improvement he showed shooting, especially the catch and shoot, was really, really impressive. I like his defense. But if he could get a mid-range game and the handle and the finishing at the hoop, then he'll definitely take that step to stardom. But now my question for you guys is now is where do we go from here? As much as I would love to get, say, like someone like Lonzo Ball and someone who I would love to get also is Norman Powell. But it's like, okay, say you give Randall $25 million. You're going to have to give Lonzo like $20 million, Powell close to that. So then it's like, what are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't want to use up all our long-term cap space and be the fourth or the fifth seed for the next 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think we just got to be careful what we do right here. You know, because this whole season, it could make or break us. You know what I'm saying? If we really spend a lot of our cap space, and you know what I'm saying? So, but that's it, man. It was a great year, unexpected. So, but it's a little depressing, but it was, you know, all in all, it was a great year, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Definitely appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to spend all your cap space out there in free agency, but you're going to spend it to address your biggest holes. And I think it's definitely at the point, and it's definitely at the three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely at the point, definitely at the three. And like I said, the home runs aren't going to be there for them this offseason. It's not going to be Beal. Yeah. It's not going to be Dame. It's not going to be Kawhi Leonard.
It could be.
I don't see it.
It could be.
I wouldn't. I'm not wishing on that.
Whatever.
They never come here. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
I heard Kawhi Leonard likes chopped cheese.
And listen.
I heard it.
I'm starting on that. That's the foundation. I see. Okay.
I heard it. He likes
chopped
cheese.
And we're going to build from there.
Here's the thing. This is what I said on SNY, too, man. We got to realize that this team, they're a long ways away, bro. And you have to keep building both through the draft and getting quality vets in free agency. That's what the Utah Jazz did. This is why they are where they are. The main guy that, you know, a big proponent or a big factor in their draft strategy and who they brought in was Walt Perrin. He's now with the Knicks. Mm. Now the question is, how patient will Tibbs be to allow this thing to cook over a longer period of time? He's here for four more years.
Yeah.
Or will he press the panic button?
Right.
And say, ship off a lot of these kids and get me some win now pieces.
Oh God, please.
No. So that's something that we're gonna have to pay attention to. Right now, you just got to keep building it as a small market team, man. Because these Kawhi's the one is not coming here, bro.
You don't know that.
He's not coming here.
You don't.
He's not
know
coming
that.
Here, man. What? There's no reason.
That.
There's no reason to leave the Clippers.
You don't know
there's
that.
There's no reason to leave the Clippers, Ash.
You don't know that. You don't know how that man feels.
You're right. He does march to the beat of his own drum. I'll give him that. I just don't see it.
A first-round exit for the Clippers would help our chances. I feel.
We'll
so.
See. They're playing
you
right now, right? What's
how
the score?
You feel.
What's the score?
Let's check.
Right now it's 56-54. Clippers are down.
Halftime?
No,
yeah, beginning of the third. Beginning of the third.
Okay. All right. We'll see, man. But, you know, we just got to keep building and improving, but understand that the home runs might not be there. Look, they offered, you know, for the people that are angry at the Bullock thing, Bullock wasn't their plan A. Remember, they offered Gordon Hayward a contract. They wanted Malik Beasley in here. Bullock wasn't the first option, but they didn't get him. Yeah. You know what I mean? They didn't get him. So sometimes free agency can go that way as well, man. Sometimes you want people to make your team even better, but they go somewhere else. Or you're willing to pay them up to a certain price, which is where it seemed like they wanted to go with Hayward, which I don't blame them. But clearly Hayward at the three would have given you a much better go at it than Bullock.
Mm.
You know, that's how it goes. They wanted him. It's not like they didn't try to improve the team, you know, more than they did. Remember the Hawks were supposed to be here. They invested in this team. They paid Bogdanovich $18 million. They paid in a sign and trade to get Danilo. Originally, they paid to get Rondo in here.
Yeah, best thing they ever did was get McMillan as their coach and fire Lloyd Pierce
because they were underachieving. Yep. Because they invested that money to be where they are right now.
Yeah, they're supposed to be there last year. And They weren't. Yep.
That's the Knicks' biggest free agency splash was Alec Burks, a one-year, $6 million deal.
Chill, let's just put it in perspective, bro.
Let's just put it in. That was my man. I'll bring Burks back. He didn't finish well. I'll bring him back as a veteran off the bench. But that's all I'm saying. You know, they tried to, but they didn't get there. So next year is another year. I heard Lloyd Banks is in the chat right now, CK.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Lloyd Banks.
Shout out, Lloyd
in the
Banks.
Building. Never fails to support us. Shout out Lloyd Banks. Shout out to Fat Joe as well, man. Knicks Fan TV supporter as well.
That's what's up.
I got a shout out to Star. He's a Knick hater, but Star sends a $100 Cash App donation. He says, salute.
Oh, wow.
Salute for making the haters pay attention this season. So salute to the Star Report.
All right.
Troy Terrain, Star, appreciate you. Star's down in Atlanta. He's down there with all the rest of them.
Right.
You know, celebrating, dancing on the Knicks grave. As Star tells us, he's banned from MSG, so he's probably happy about this.
D-Rose is such a nice guy.
What'd he say?
He signed a jersey for Trae Young.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that too.
D-Rose is a stand-up guy, man.
He did say they did ask about his future with the Knicks, and he said, and I quote, "That's not up to me. That's up to the front office. Who knows if I may be back, but I would love to come back. Who wouldn't want to play for the Knicks or be in New York?" We love you, D-Rose, and I better see you back here come next season.
Bring him back as a backup. As
Why
a backup.
Not? Right, right.
As a backup.
Right, right, right.
Which is good.
And you know what the benefit is D-Rose is one of those guys that, first of all, just a stand-up guy, super classy. Because had that been me, Trae Young didn't get no signed jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you're going to have to ask me like a week from now, but you're not getting it for me right
now. D-Rose is still a legend in these streets, man. Luka Doncic got a signed D-Rose jersey this year, so I'm sure there was a number of players that got a signed D-Rose Knicks jersey.
I'm just saying, I'm going to circle back to that conversation a week later because I'm not in the space to do it. But I think D-Rose also, regarding him, you know, being back with the Knicks, I think he is the type of guy who, you know, he's already done, you know, the glitz and glamour and the flashiness, if you will, in terms of contracts and the big ones and things like that. I think he really just wants to be part of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that,
yeah, he said that.
And I think that he'd be willing to even get paid less than what he probably should be getting paid if, you know, the Knicks go ahead and do what they need to do in the offseason. I think he just really wants to be part of not only a team, you know, in New York, a team with Tibbs, a team that, you know, has a future, but I think he really takes pride and enjoys being the veteran leadership for the younger guys on this team. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that he really finds joy in, and I think that, you know, that's something that he wants to continue doing.
True story.
It's just a guess, but I just feel like that's kind of like his vibe.
I agree with that.
100%.
Let's hear from Tibbs. Here's what Tibbs had to say about the fans and this season.
Tom, on a personal note, what does it mean to bring relevance back to this franchise this year?
Yeah, you know, and it's great because of, and you don't do anything alone in this league. So from ownership to management to, you know, the leaders and our best players to the entire team, it was everyone working together. And I think we all know what the Knicks mean to the city. And we saw the fans and, of course, the arena. There's no other arena like this. There are no other fans like this. And so, you know, we're proud of what we did, but, you know, we know we still have a long way to go, and that's the way we have to approach it. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder.
Tom, on a personal note.
All right. So salute to Tibbs on that.
Why TM call him Coach Comeover? You ain't right.
He called him Coach Comeover.
That's
That you got that little patch. That thing's still slick, though. You know what I mean? After the game, that joint's still slick.
Still looking like a mob boss.
Yeah, shout out to Tibbs, though, man. Yeah, he had a rough series, for sure. I still think he was dealing with a shortened deck, but, you know, I guess if there were certain adjustments he could have made to make this thing a little bit closer, make it a bit more competitive, but, you know, all in all, in the grand scheme of things, you know, I got to give him credit for getting us to where we are or where we finished.
What a season to have with such a limited deck. You know what I mean?
This was Fizdale's team. They won 41 games with Fizdale's team and Alec Burks in a one-year deal of $6 million. Yeah. No Mitch.
I mean, for people saying he got out-coached, I don't know if that's the right word. I think, you know, his defensive schemes were a little bit suspect at times. You know, it's hard to get out-coached when you don't have the same level of talent. You know, out coaching requires some sort of equalness of the two teams, and he didn't have that. Like I said, his defensive schemes were a little bit not a big fan. I think that needs some, that's something that needs to be worked on. But ultimately, I mean, Tibbs has proven himself to be, at least this season, the coach that we have been waiting for. Yeah. I mean, we've gone through a lot of them, okay? It's been a long time coming, but he's really, he is like the Knicks whisperer in so many ways. And I think that if you surround him with some people on his staff who are more offensively gifted in the way that they can kind of see the court and the schemes that they can come up with, and they know what, you know, offensive schemes and players are needed to go ahead and produce those schemes, I think that that's going to just be an incredible, incredible coaching staff. I just think that's what's missing.
Right? Yeah, that's definitely what's next. That's 100% what's next. Because, look, you guys put it perfectly. He just we've been saying all season, he overachieved with house money. We did not make that many differences because, like Stevie mentioned, we were trying to shoot to get guys like Gordon Haywards and all those kind of names in offseason, and we just yet another offseason where we just could not get those kind of guys to come and join the team. And we ran it again with Elfrid Payton. You know, Reggie Bullock came back. We added Alec Burks. We eventually, midway through the season, traded for his guy, Derrick Rose, brought back Taj Gibson. And he did a great job with his team. Whether you want to talk about, you know, X and O's, whatever you guys have your problems with in the chat, with some of the stuff he did in the offseason, whatever. I feel like he did a great job. We should all feel like he did a great job with what he got. But definitely the big add needs to be that we got to get some help on offense, because one of the keys that was not so great was how we looked out of timeouts and certain things like that.
Yeah,
and,
you know, maybe that those things got to get tightened up. Those X's and O's got to get tightened up.
Right. So, but more time, more than just that, there was a lot more positive that came with Tom Thibodeau this season than the negative. And, you know, little odds and ends that need to be cleaned up, and we'll be all right. But, yeah, Tom Thibodeau definitely was a huge, huge, huge part to where we are today. So, shout out to
They asked Bradley Beal if Washington's the place for him long term, and he said, "I won't answer the question."
Ooh.
It's happening. It's
Okay.
It's finally happening. I will die on this hill. I'm getting him out of D.C.
Okay.
It's happening.
Okay.
Finally.
Interesting. All right.
I've been dropping hints on Twitter for the past year and a half.
Interesting. Okay. All right. All right. Let's see how that plays out, man. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to H-Town. Dave, how you feeling, Dave?
Doing good, man, and patiently waiting.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
First off, congratulations on the show. You guys are doing a great job. I'm going to be one of the old heads. I came from Brooklyn. I've been here in Texas for, about 25 years now, 28. So not much Knicks fans here. I lived through the pain from 1985 all the way till today. Mm-hmm. And I got to hear it from Houston fans all the time about 94. But either way, Good season. I definitely agree that Tibbs got a he's a good coach. It's not his fault. He just don't have the players, man. What are you going to do?
Right.
And then, you know, point guard. We've been out of the point guard for a long time.
Yeah.
Since Doc Rivers, since Harper. He never really had a two-point guard. So those days are gone. Until we get that, and then these guys got to make shots. They haven't made any shots.
Yeah.
You can't coach. You know, you can only draw schemes as much as you can, but players got to play.
Man.
You know, players got to play. Randall can't keep going left. Stephen A. says it all day long. You can't keep going left. You got to change your game up a little bit.
Right.
And then, you know, you got to put the pressure on Trey. Trey's, you know, 5'9", 5'10", whatever, 6 foot. No one put any pressure. Nobody posting them up like Mark Jackson back in the day. You got to do those kind of things to help your team out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. We take it like, you know, I congratulate the Knicks. They were very class act. You know, Randall went over and shook everybody's hand and hugged and all that. That's class.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come back next year. But, you know, you got to fix what went wrong, and I'm hoping that they will.
Okay.
And I'm pulling for Bradley Beal to get there to the Knicks if he can.
Oh, my God.
It's happening.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Appreciate the call, man.
Like I said, we haven't had that. We haven't had that number one in a long time, man. If you think about it, from 90, in the early 90s, we never really had a number one besides Pat Ewing.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a while, he started to wear it on, but that's my man. But, you know, beast. But everybody that came, John Stark, Mason, God rest his soul, those guys were, you know, hardcore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it don't help that the league is soft, too, man. Every little ticky-tacky foul is foul,
that's
man.
It, man.
Jesus Christ. You can't win.
It's tough, man. You can't get it that way, Dave. And appreciate the call, man. That was one of the more frustrating things to watch with this series. And just the playoffs overall, man. NBA is changing so much. Yeah, I guess they want to protect the players. You got to respect that as well. But, damn, like, I mean, they're taking all the physicality out the game.
It just felt like other teams got away with so much more than we did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe just because I'm biased to my team. But I feel like I was watching these playoffs. I'm seeing other teams get away with so much more than we were able to get away with. But, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, man.
They are. I mean, there's other series that are – they're allowed to be a lot more physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Not quite sure if it's a Trae Young thing. I'm not quite sure if it's a New York Knicks thing. I mean, I'm watching this Clippers-Dallas game, and they're allowed to be physical with each other. I mean,
even
Memphis-Utah game, they were allowed to be – it's just – I'm not really quite sure what the deal is with there – what the deal is with that. I'm not quite sure, you know, if it's, like I said, more of a Trae Young or more of just, you know, you're in New York, you're a Knick, and you don't get that type of privilege. I'm not quite sure, but it is very annoying. I agree.
Let's go back to the phone. ZB91 on the Discord. ZB, unmute your mic on the Discord. You up next. Yep. Yeah, loud and clear, bro. We can't hear you too well, man.
Yeah.
Let's try.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second.
That was better. That was better.
You hear me better now?
Yeah, better now. Better now. What's going on?
Okay, yeah. Great season, man. I'm just looking at everything, just evaluating everything, right? And, you know, one thing I see a lot of people out on RJ, out on Randall, and I just think that's just the worst approach to take, right? You know, at the end of the day, you know, this team was built with $15 million in cap space left, right? So we had money sitting.
We had the lowest payroll in the league.
Exactly.
In the league.
Exactly. So we the lowest payroll in the league, made fourth. And, you know, with players that, you know, you wouldn't be able to put on another team, you wouldn't be able to have a different coach and expect the same outcome. No one expected this outcome. But, you know, we definitely got to appreciate that and appreciate where we're at now and stay put. Let's not freak out. Let's not scramble the deck again. Stay put. You find the pieces that we need, the pieces that make sense, and put it together. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to add one more thing. I would say also I am not spending a bunch of money this offseason. It's not that many players in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Save your money for the 2022-2023 offseason. That's where you're going to find those players that are definitely going to push the Knicks to the next level. Mm-hmm. Right now, don't overspend and, you know, just do what we need to do. Keep building. Let's not freak out about now. We did this with cheap for cheap. So imagine what we're going to do once we really, you know, have the bag and have the players to buy.
True story, man. Appreciate the call. Right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, people have to understand that Julius and RJ are supporting cast members. You need at least two more players that are better than Randall to be serious title contenders. Mm. You know what I mean? One more player to be nice in the playoffs. And while RJ, you know, still takes that ascent, you still factor in that RJ, you hope, gets better. And Julius is continuing to get better now in his seventh year, most improved player. But you still need a superstar. You need a true superstar. And so while we wait for that, you have to continue to plug in and try to upgrade your pieces.
Piece at a time.
Yeah, one piece at a time, man. One piece at a time. All right, let's keep going with the phones. We got a lot of calls we want to get through. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We see all the super chats that have come in. We're going to get to those at the end of the show. And so we definitely want to hear from the callers as well, man. Throw your cities in the chat as well. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, where you guys are tuning in from. And we'll shout that out as well. Jay from Florida up next. Jay, how you feeling?
Yo, run it up for the fellas. Run it up, run it up. Yo.
Yo, yo.
It's been an amazing season for Knicks Fan TV. Y'all accomplished a lot. ESPN, all the different shows that you did. CP, Ashley, CK, what you bring to the show. It's beautiful, man. I was here two, three years ago when, you know, we were struggling with the draft every year to see what y'all did, man. It's amazing.
Appreciate it.
Decent, no worries, man. Decent year, bro. Decent year. You got to think that Mitch makes a little bit of difference.
Big time.
In the series, being able to hedge a little bit. right? Being able to play a little bit tougher on the pick and roll.
Yeah.
Mitch can block threes. Mitch is probably the best three point shot blocker in the league.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to move his feet, because you know Trey was shooting floaters over ties like it was nothing. Trey was getting to his spots easy.
Had to figure Mitch would have got right over ties, man. God bless him. Or at least intimidated those shots, like Capella does.
Yeah, man, it didn't work. It wasn't working, man. So we got to make sure that Mitch is happy, so we can re-sign him in the offseason. We see a couple of things on Instagram, him on Twitter talking a little greasy. I don't know what's going on with him in the organization.
Yeah.
But we got to make sure we lock up Mitch long term. You know, this summer got to. I want to get rid of. I don't want to bring back Bullock and Burks, man. They decent, but Malik Beasley on this team. This is my thing, man.
Yeah.
You put Malik Beasley on the Knicks this year in this series.
Yeah.
Being able to create his own shot, hit threes rapidly, like IQ can hit threes like that, different series mm-hmm. with Malik Beasley. So mm-hmm. we got to look for a wing like that. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out who's our wing, who could go ahead and give us what we need. I think Obi needs to get with Drew Hanlon, how do you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Obi Hanlon, needs to go to Cali for the and lock in with Drew Hanlon. Because that's the key to him. He needs that training. Mm-hmm. I see his brother's with Dave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obi's little brother. That's good. Might be with Dave or he might be with Drew, who knows, but we got to get Obi with a real deal trainer consistently every day working on his game. Obi's going to be all right. D-Rose went out of gas, man. D-Rose went out of gas. He was good the first two games.
Yeah,
D-Rose didn't have nothing left going towards the end of the series. So, you know, we got to get younger, man. We got to get younger. We got to get quicker shots. I like Cameron Payne. If we could get Cameron Payne from Phoenix to play a little off guard for us, come off the bench, give us a few minutes with Quick, I think that'd be a good pickup. We got to get in this draft. We got to figure out who we get in this draft. We need to trade up. We got to get this win. We got to get, you know, hopefully Jalen Johnson. You know, who knows how far we get up there with Kuminga. Like, we got to put the team together how we need to put it. I don't want to be average. I want to be able to win every single year. The fourth was cool. We did a lot of good things this year, but you see what happens when we got to the playoffs. The Hawks, they built solid, man. If Trae Young wasn't on the floor, they had Lou Will as the ball handler. If Bogey wasn't there, they had Herder, right? If Capella wasn't there, they had Okongwu. So they had players back to back. There was really no breaks on that roster.
None.
We got for real this offseason. Let's see what World Wide West and Brock Ollick can do. They're going to be at war all season figuring out whose philosophy is the best. But, you know, we'll see what Parent got in the draft room. This is the real offseason to see how they're going to build this thing for real. Like the last caller mentioned, since, you know, you don't want to blow all our money this year because the free agent class is kind of trash. But we got to make something shake this year, Knicks fans. We got to make something shake.
Yeah.
We got to start putting together a long-term roster, not with Burks and Bullock. They cool, but they journeyman, man. They still journeyman. They did their thing, but I just see it differently, man. Anyway, good season, Knicks Fan TV. Always what's up. Love, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jay.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Definitely appreciate that. Let's go to Philly. Angel's up. Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, CC? How you feeling, bro?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I could be better. To my brother, my bro, CK2K, what's good, bro?
Smooth. One more.
And as always, the queen, Ashley, I know you kind of down right now, but it's all good. You know, I mean, how you feeling?
I'm sad that New York Knicks basketball is over, Angel. I'm not in a happy space right now.
Hey, listen, man, first thing first, y'all, as always, man, hit that thumbs up for your boys, man. You definitely got to show some love. Listen, man, like, I know everybody's down right now, but let's just be honest. Like, who expected us to even make the playoffs? I mean, you look at Vegas, they had us winning 22 games. You know, I had, you know, a lot of friends that didn't even have us winning 20 games. And look at what we did with the little talent that we did have, you know, and we just got to feel positive. Now, granted, you never want to see your team lose, but at the end of the day, this team can only get better, you know. So if I'm Julius Randle and RJ, work on that right hand, you know, work on some mid-range jump shots, you know, and just take it from there, you know. And these guys are young, man. It's not like these guys are veterans, you know. This is their first playoff for a lot of players. So, you know, you can only get better. So I think You know, the coaching has to get better with adjustments and playing the younger guys, you know. And I would like to see, you know, the younger guys progress as well. Like, I want to see quickly in a starting lineup if you can't get a legit point guard that can penetrate and just make everybody better. I don't know if Lonzo gives that to you because he's just not aggressive enough, and he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I would support it if, you know, if it comes out the right price. I'm a big De'Aaron Fox fan, so
that'd be nice.
Maybe something could shake with that. Maybe you know, Spencer Dinwiddie. You know, I'm a big fan of him as well. You know, I'm in that kind of range. But, you know, even if we can't get that, you know, I would just stick with quickly. I mean, what do you got to lose with quickly? This guy is in his first, you know, year, and he played great for us no matter how you look at it. You know, and I would like to see Obi start, man. You know, Obi's my favorite player, and you know, I'll be honest, man, in this series, you know, he played better than Randle a lot of times in this series, and that's hard to say, but let's just be honest. OB showed up, man, for the little bit of time that he did get. I would like to see them pair together next year in a starting lineup. You know, that's just my thinking, but, you know, this season, you know, we got a lot of cap space. I would like to see Burks back in, on this team. You know, of course, Derrick Rose at the right price, but, you know, I'm going to spit the most important fact. And the fact is this, you know, we needed to change the culture, and we did that. The coaching had – it started with coaching.
Yeah.
And the coaching did that as well. We believed in the system. We believed in the team. And we changed everything around us. Now we let people know that, listen, you know, we're not a bad team anymore. This is a playoff team now. So all those superstars – that, you know, that are looking at this
90
now, you can
seconds.
Say, you know what, if I come to this team, you know, the sky is the limit. This team made the playoffs with no superstars. What do you think is going to happen when we get those superstars to come here?
Yeah,
you know,
story,
so we got to stay patient.
True story,
stay
man.
Patient. And you know, at the end of the day, it's just on to next season, man.
All
and,
right.
You know, I got to give a shout-out to this show, man, because you guys did a lot for me. And you guys brought me the greatest gift of all. Besides
60
the fact
seconds.
Of me getting my name the Goat Simp, you brought me my queen. And for that, I can never lose.
No
I can
doubt,
never
man.
Lose. And as always, man, thank you guys for always taking my call. I appreciate you guys. And keep your heads up, y'all. And it's on to the next year, y'all. Like, y'all have a good one.
All right.
Good
appreciate
night.
The call, man. Appreciate yes, the call, man. Angel.
Definitely
appreciate that.
You definitely have a better chance of getting Kawhi than you do De'Aaron Fox. Matter of fact,
yeah,
Sacramento would hand you Buddy Hield on a platter before they gave you De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, that one just to me is just not attainable. I was seeing that on the chat, too. It's just that he just signed a big contract.
Yeah,
that
not
was, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I'll take it for sure. It's just,
Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. All right, Dave, did you Dave, is the giveaway form going around in the
seconds.
Chat? Dave, let's make sure that the giveaway form is going around in the chat so we can get that out there. Jay Boogie, if you're calling tonight, we're looking for the closer. Let us know if you're calling in. Call in through the Discord. Jay Boogie, if you're calling in, call in through the Discord. And let's get to more people on the phones. Izzo from Brooklyn. Izzo, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was just calling and trying to ask, like, with these first-round draft picks that we have, is it important to nail them and get impact player?
Yeah.
And secondly, do we feel like we need to get a big-time scorer like Damian Lillard or Karl-Anthony Towns to relieve pressure from Julius Randle?
Yeah, you definitely do, man. Appreciate the call, you know. In this draft, right now in draft pick, CK is what, 19 and 22?
Mm-hmm.
19 and 22. So
yep.
You have to figure that with a coach like Tibbs. They got to be ready to go from day one. You know, it's not going to be a project. It's going to be somebody that can play if they're even going to be here. You know, we'll see if they package it up and send it somewhere. We'll see. We shall see. But if they do keep one or two of those picks, you know, they're going to maybe they're upperclassmen or even if they are freshmen, guys that are going to be ready to play from day one. And if they are, they could carve out a role on this team early. We'll see what happens. You know, obviously,
we'll
if you can get a Dame, if you can get a Cat, you certainly go for it. So,
yeah, and another name that I feel like, I think King Deej is the one that threw it around. Another name I'm looking at, too, if he's still available, if they don't know what they're doing with him, I definitely think we should put some interest in Miles Turner for sure.
Yeah, Miles Turner would be nice, man. Miles Turner would be nice off
what
the bench.
What about Colin Sexton?
What did I say last time? Pass. Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with him. I'm sorry.
Oh, dang. What did he do to you?
I want nothing to do with Colin Sexton.
Is there a personal beef there?
No, personal. I'm not a believer, I guess.
I'm not too big on Sexton.
I'm not a believer.
To be honest.
I'm just throwing names out there, dang.
CK's not leaving the Lonzo hype train.
But I'm open. Like the De'Aaron Fox one and like those trade options, sure.
All I hope is that if the Knicks do get Lonzo, he better be the Messiah, because if he is not, CK will never live this down.
Oh my God. I'm not saying he's going to be the Messiah. Look, and I hope none of y'all are taking it that way, that this guy's going to come and then bring us the promise. I'm not saying that. We said pieces, and he's definitely a young point guard that can be a starting point guard for us. We have to stop worrying every damn season who is going to be our point guard. That's what we need to do.
Long-term option is what I'm looking at, man. Long-term option is what I'm looking at.
I'm not saying he's going to be the guy. That's it. We get him. We in the finals. I'm not saying that. But he's definitely the long-term option. Lonzo Ball is my favorite option, but I'm into all the blog things. Like, if we're open to make any of these trades to do it, like, hell yeah, I'm looking at those. You know, I'm a huge fan of Jalen Brunson, too. If that is real, yes, I want to be in those conversations as well. I'm just saying, if we're sticking to the free agency pool, I feel I like our chances and at making a run for Lonzo Ball. He is my favorite option for sure. But give me any of those other guys, for sure.
Whatever happened to the other brother?
Oh, LiAngelo?
The one that we can't get? Oh, LiAngelo.
LiAngelo? Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
He's chilling.
No, he's a G League guy. We'll see what happens with him. I don't know.
He's chilling, Ash. I don't know. I can't even make up a story in time right now. I have no idea what that man is doing. But LaVar's trying. You know what I mean? He's trying. Maybe you end up in Big Three or something.
I thought he was
Ash, why you do that to LiAngelo?
We're talking about Lonzo. I know LaMelo's in Charlotte. I was curious about where LiAngelo
Ball in Piano Hill is like, what did I do? Why was my name brought up in on Knicks
Fan TV? Like 2 minutes.
Wasn't he with the Pistons at one point, or did I imagine?
Yeah, he was. For like 2 days. Yeah. So
he did deserve this.
Okay, I'm done. I hope.
Hey, we lost this series, man. I'm still a little tight. You know what I mean? It's been a great series, but I'm still got a little edge on, man. I'm tight, man. But correction, we have 19 and 21 in the draft. 21.
Even better. I'll take it. That's
yeah, 21 is from Dallas. 19 is our own pick. Tankathon now has us picking Jared Butler, point guard out of Baylor, and Kai Jones, 4-5 out of Texas. So we'll be doing some more draft coverage. As the off season kicks off for sure.
I also want to file charges against Austin Rivers. I'm going to go ahead and file a complaint.
You've been on his neck, yo.
We have been bamboozled, CK. That is why I'm on his neck. We have been hoodwinked, and we have been bamboozled. That man is playing in Denver like it's Utah, and I want my money back, refund.
Somebody asked me about that today. What do you think about the Rivers thing now that he's beasting? He's taking advantage of an opportunity without Murray there in Denver.
And sticking it to us.
He's able to play that Austin Rivers game in Denver. It just didn't work for us. We can't have five guys that do that same thing. They need that right now because they're missing Jamal Murray and stuff like that. So I think it's just a different circumstance. That's all it is. They're letting him just go out there and be the chucker that he is and just do what he has to do. Dribble, whatever.
Him and Blake Griffin need to go to jail. They're con artists.
True story. I see Papa Left on the phones. Papa Left, we're going to close with you, but we're going to get a couple more in before we do the giveaways. Let's go Uptown Harlem World. Hector, how you doing?
Before we start, we got to give a shout out and a thumbs up to the voice of the Orange and Blue, CP and CK. I hope the real simp champ chat doesn't kill me, but of course, a shout out and a stop I say to Ashley Nicole Moore.
Hey.
We here. I know I said on Sunday that we were going to 7. Obviously, that was proven wrong. Got to tip your cap to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was important, you guys, that after game one, Kenny Smith said something very smart, that if you're a real fan of the game, not just a diehard Knicks fan, he said something very smart that really was like a parable. He said, some teams play with skill, some players play with skill, and other teams play with grit. And you knew exactly who he was identifying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that let us know exactly, almost like a preview of coming events. Now, we obviously couldn't predict what was going to happen next, but in a sense, it kind of led us to where we are now. Like J. Cole said, the offseason. So, what am I thinking now? Well, the game itself, I caught a couple of things early, and the first thing I caught was Julius Randle's braids were too tight because just like his form, it was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So, now, am I going to blame the entire game on him? No. But I will say this. The question that everybody's thinking about is he a max player? Well, he just showed he's not. But does that mean I get rid of Julius Randle?
Yeah.
No, because, well, without him, there is no franchise. We don't have a franchise player as it speaks. And just like you said before, CP, this is a player we build with. Mm-hmm. We're in no position to even be thinking about, oh, we can get this, we can get that. We were just in hell 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So we have to take it as we get it.
Right.
Another thing I wanted to say was somebody said, we should think about getting Kyle Lowry. Or I heard other people say, we should think about getting DeMar DeRozan. Kyle Lowry's 35 and is one of the most overhyped point guards in NBA history.
No.
This is the same man who called himself Baby James Harden. Like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan is another ISO player. I need a ball distributor. Get him out of here, too. Get both of them out of here. We want nothing to do with them. I know last time I said free Dame Dollar out of Portlandia. I know I was bugging. But a real option that I'm looking at is the kid from Denver, Morris.
Monte Morris.
The backup point guard.
Monte Morris.
That kid is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
I know that he's under contract and there's a good chance
he's
not going to be a free agent. But we're talking about trade, acquisitions. We were talking about, what's his name? McConnell,
mm-hmm.
In free agency. But in my opinion, I think we need to look at guys that really would make an impact because we got to
McConnell's a backup, though. I appreciate the call, Hector. McConnell, we're talking about backup, bro. We're not talking about him starting. No.
We're talking about him
as a backup player. Just somebody that would fit the culture, scrappy, get you some steals, pick up full court. You know, one of those type of guys. That's the only thing, McConnell. We're talking about, like, last day of free agency type of pickup. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad, yes.
That type of thing there, man. Drew from the LES. Drew, what's going on, man? Drew, go once. Drew.
Hey, yo, Drew. What it do?
Oh, man. I think we lost him. We lost him, folks.
Did they lose you to the New York Zoo?
See, let's go. All right.
See, oh, my God.
Ashley's dropping bars. It's getting late, folks. See, he's from Charlotte. You up next.
Sorry.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. How you feeling?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's going on, man? I just want to say, man, congratulations to the whole year, man. I want to say that, like, listen, none of us expected for us to be number four seed.
Yeah.
And just for that alone, that's a great selling point. I mean, to any free agent, or like Brian Windhorst said, somebody within the next 12 months, they're going to try to demand a trade to New York. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets did it, and they were number eight. And they got KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. So, I mean, we did the best possible thing that we could do this year. Four seed, and I really do believe that next year will be a top four seed, maybe three seed, because, hey, if we could get to number four with Alfred Payton, come on. like we need to be a little bit more hype. If we could get to number four with Alfred Payton, then you give us – Ashley could go out there at the point guard, and we could do better than number four seed. So,
my ball handling skills are A1.
Ashley could do better than Alfred Payton. So what I'm saying is, like, I feel no New York Knicks fan should have their head down This was a very successful year. Even though I heard you say, like, oh, no, we're not getting Dame. I agree with Ashley. Like, who's to say that, you know, you can't count anybody out? Yeah. Like, you never know. Dame might force his way. I mean, Westbrook, he said he was loyal to OKC. Next thing you know, he wants his way out. So I wouldn't count Dame being out or any other big point guard being out. But I feel like the best is yet to come.
Okay.
The Hawks, man, Hunter was good, man. And, you know, I mean, hey, we just need more depth. But I feel like we'll get it. Kevin Knox, get him out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like, Frank, get him out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We might be able to get something in the draft. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah. Okay.
I have a lot of faith in the Knicks organization, and I feel like they're going to do their thing this year. And I guarantee next year we'll be better. We'll be a top four team again.
Appreciate it, man. Papa Left, you up next.
Papa Left.
Yo. DP, I don't know. I'm on my way back. I just left Angel's spot. I know you're looking for shooters. You definitely got one over there.
Nice.
There's something about the way that you say Vildoza that, like, makes me excited about that player. It might be getting a little late, but there's something about the way you say Vildoza. Yeah. I feel like he's going to be a player.
Well, but, who knows? I just think he could fill a role. You know, it's potential. It's potential.
Biggest thing I would say about this year is it's a success. It is reestablishing Madison Square Garden and the fan base and the Knicks franchise as a destination for players, not just to put 40 on us, but to put 40 for us. You know, I think it was just undeniable success. And the biggest difference is 8 years ago when we left game five and we left game six with the Roy Hibbert block on Melo. The biggest difference between then and now is we had an organization that thought we were an Andrea Bargnani away from making a title run.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely mind-numbingly insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it all went downhill from there. Yeah, no matter what people think, I've not been a big proponent of talking off-season moves with a playoff game on tap, but now everybody wants to talk about it, so I'll talk about it very loosely. There's nothing we can do this off-season that's going to push this team back 8 years. You know what I mean? There's nothing that's going to happen from a basketball perspective, from an executive perspective, Tibbs, between our youth, our assets, we're on the way up. The trajectory was moved completely forward from this season, dramatically. People need to understand that. There's, you know, after we made the playoffs this year, I felt we were a together unit as Knicks fans, but we were exposed during this playoff series. There's a little leak in our unity because there's a lot of bandwagon. There's a lot of college kids that are just screaming for Lillard. There's a lot of disbanding of the unity. But I think the real, true, hardcore Knicks fan comes away from this season feeling excited
for sure.
and feeling centered and grounded. I just want to say last thing is that I was wearing the KFTV shirt out there tonight. And I get credit for what you guys do. And CK, you know, Ashley, Alex, CP, Jay Ellis, Dave, like, I get credit for what you guys do from strangers. And I just want to extend that to you. Like, people really appreciate Knicks Fan TV on the ground. So respect
appreciate
you all.
That,
have
bro.
A good night.
Appreciate that, Papa yeah, Left. Good Definitely call. Appreciate that. Appreciate Angel. The street team was out there capturing the vibe. And getting some final thoughts on the season from the fans. So definitely want to shout out Papa Left and Angel for being out there for us representing KFTV well. And yeah, man, definitely thanks again. All right, couple more. We're going to go to Greg and Clue. We're going to go to Greg from Vietnam, close with Jay Boogie, and then we're going to give away the OB jersey. Greg from Vietnam, you up next. How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing good, man. Look, I'm glad, like, Ash made that joke about the whack ball brother, man, because y'all sound like it's a funeral up in here. I ain't seen that. People saying that sad since freaking Ewing broke his wrist in that against in
Andrew
our playoff
Lang,
game.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, man, we weren't supposed to be this good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We like, everybody been calling. I'm glad the last few calls have been positive. Man, we've been starting Alfred Payton. We started Taj Gibson. We won 41 games. You know what I mean? So, I had us winning, what, 32 games? You had us winning, what, 28?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody really have us winning this much. You know what I'm saying? So, everyone be positive. Take a breath. I ain't going to talk about next season because y'all got to have something to talk about for the next 2-3 months, right? Yeah. Look, all I know is we got 19, 21, and I think we got the first pick in the second round. And we under the salary cap. So, we did all this with a bunch of players signed on one-year deals. I think half the freaking team could be gone, so we don't know what's going to happen next year. But everyone just be happy, man. Look,
yeah.
we weren't supposed to win. They're a much better team. And look where we are, man. You know what I'm saying? We're the fourth seed, and people are talking about New York basketball again. You
sure.
know, and it was good that, like, I've been at a couple bars, like, a couple places have the games here. So I was with a few fans at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning watching the Knicks game.
Nice.
And yesterday I went to watch the Brooklyn game, you know, and like the Brooklyn game, it sounds like there's 5,000 people there or 2,000. The Knicks game sounds like it's 80,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So fans,
right.
Stay up, be strong, and also it's going to take a while, man.
Because
like Drew said, it's not like we're going to get Kyrie, whatever his name is. Kawhi Leonard ain't coming. I don't want to talk about next season, but it's going to take a while, okay? We're not going to be – It might take 2 or 3 years, and that's just what it takes, man. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. But thank you, CP, CK, the best mid-season free agent pickup ever. Ashley, thank my boy Jay. Thank my boy, who's that dude? You think he's a trainer or something? He kind of looked like Franco Harris.
Oh,
thank him.
Yeah.
Because, there's a lot of people not in the States. You got fans all over the world, and it's cool to be a Knicks fan. Last thing I'm going to say, CP, I'm glad you got all the ESPN coverage and stuff, but my wife walked by. She don't know nothing about basketball. She's English. She's like, oh, who's that guy on the screen? She's like, he's cute, but he should wear a tie. You wear the jacket, wear a tie.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's for my wife. So I'm just saying, but thank you, guys. And I guess y'all going to be doing stuff. Oops, sorry. Doing stuff all the season. I'll call it another week and talk about who we're going to add or who we're not going to add.
Facts.
And Knicks forever. I'm out.
Greg, appreciate you,
good
man.
Call,
holding
Greg.
It down
good
in
call.
Vietnam.
Yeah, CP, I hope your girl's not watching this show. It's about to be a girl fight.
No. He was saying that his wife was suggesting my attire for the Kellerman show. That's what he said.
You were cute.
You
heard him.
That's what I heard, too, bro.
I'm avoiding that. I'm going to cross over. I'm going
to
cross you up on that one.
Girl,
but nah, definitely appreciate Greg from Vietnam holding it down, man, all the way. All the way out there in the Asia Pacific, man, holding it down for us, man. So without further ado, we've gotten through a ton of calls. And for the people who we didn't get through tonight, we'll do some more. We'll wrap up the season a bit more this week. Maybe tomorrow, Friday, sometime this weekend or so. I'm still trying to book another guest. But so we'll give you guys, if you didn't get in tonight, we'll give you guys another chance, man. And, you know, definitely don't want to run this show too late. So we're going to close with the closer. Oh, I'm looking for him, Dave. I don't see him. Where's Jay Boogie, Dave?
We need him.
I thought Jay Boogie was on the Discord. Damn, Jay Boogie, he threw my alley all the way off, man. So much for
Sounds about New York Knicks.
Yeah, so much for the Gotham Lob, man. We shacked in a fool out here.
Not shacking a fool.
All right, so what we're going to do, we'll pivot, and we're going to give away the OB jersey, man. If you guys have not signed up for the OB jersey, you're running out of time, man. Do it now because we're getting ready to give it away. The final giveaway of this 2020-2021 season. Well, not really, but sort of. I'm just hyping it. We're gonna give this Obi jersey away, man. Finally,
what size is it?
Good question, Ash. What size is it? It's probably a larger XL. Let me see.
Oh, big body.
Let me see.
My side. Let me get in on this comment.
This is. Yeah, go ahead, CK. You can sign up, bro. This is.
Yo, CK, if you win it, I'm going to crack up.
XL. This is an XL. Brand new with the tags. You know how we do. All brand new with the tags. No Fulton Street knockoffs. Straight authentic. I mean, it's a replica jersey. It's not authentic, but it's still fresh, man. And shout out to my guy, Shells Heavy, who's been sponsoring on giveaways for 2 years now. Shells holding it down up there in Niagara Falls. OG Knicks Fan TV. Family. So, Shells, appreciate you, man.
Did you really enter it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, yeah, I swear, okay. If you win it, they gonna say the fix is in.
I was waiting all year for the right time to give this OB jersey away because obviously.
How can we never give anything away in size small?
I don't know. Ooh. It's just like when you go to the games and they give you the shirts. It's all extra large.
Right, you can't choose. That's that.
Speaking of, I'm still waiting for my shirt in my New York.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're definitely right on that. I got to get you guys your shirts.
Yeah, man.
I got to do that. That's on me. I'm slacking. I got to get you guys your shirts and that New York Times paper, Ash. But that's coming up as we kick off the off season and have less responsibilities here.
Someone said CK's burner is
Zofan. Chill.
All right, hold up.
That would be the most obnoxious, blatant, obvious burner account ever.
All right, David's putting it. Dave, you're getting in here late, man. You're getting in here late, but he's in. I got to make sure Dave's in. Holding it down for the LA West Coast Knick crew.
Yes, sir.
Dave, appreciate you. Appreciate everybody, man. Appreciate all the mods for all they did, man. TM, Dave, Gotta Be Legend, Above the Rim, Keith Sinclair. Everybody, man. I always forget because I name new mods like all the time. John Talento, King Deej, Ari, Papa Moss. I got Papa Moss is a mod,
Moss,
too.
Don't sleep. Yes.
Don't sleep. You may not be on active duty all the time, but you better act right in the chat or else you're getting up out of here.
Oh, my dad's in here.
No, I'm just saying he's a mod, so I haven't seen him in here.
He's probably still there.
Yeah. Who else? Yeah, everybody, man. Everybody that has participated, supported, hit that thumbs up, sharing these videos, leaving a comment, all of that. All of that is appreciated.
Cynthia.
Shout out to Cynthia as well. So everybody that contributed makes this thing go. And so definitely, you know, not a one, not a two, not a three, not a four-man show, but it's everybody involved in making it work, man. So appreciate everybody's efforts this year. Let's get to it. It's what the people have been waiting for.
Yes.
The closer all year to close it off for the final time, put a bow on this season. Jay Boogie, how you feeling, man?
Salute. Three capital S's. Shout out to everybody that's been riding with us the whole season, all the podcasts, everybody that's in the chat, everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's been rocking with this orange and blue. Salute to you. Give yourself a standing ovation. Applaud yourself. But this is not the final calling. This is not the end of the season. This is the beginning of the season. Because if you win out like that, you should be up and ready to go, getting ready and prepared to uplift and get 2021-22 season be done. It started right now, as soon as this game ended. Shout out to my whole team, my whole network. Shout out to CP, the young Fred Williams. Shout out to CK2K, the young Jim Kelly. Shout out to my homegirl, Ashley, the young Thelma, always bringing good times. Shout out to my boy, man, Super Dave. And y'all know who I am. I'm the best closer there is in the game, you know what I'm saying? But you got to appreciate and love everything that's happened for us this season. It started out, you know what I'm saying, Dolan bringing in the Dice Man, the Don King, Leon Rose, and he put together his team. He brought in Worldwide West. He brought his Tom Thibodeau. You know what I'm saying? They put together a whole brand new thing, and he kept Perry around. And Vegas went to chalk, and we wouldn't win more than 20 games. And then things just started happening. The team started forming up. RJ started looking better. RJ started making trades. He started making free throws. I got to take you back to the beginning when the young rookie was coming out there on the court, and nobody was knowing who he was. I've been told y'all he was coming. Remember when I was telling y'all, give my man the keys. Give my man the keys. You know what I'm saying? I got to flash back to the beginning of everything and bring it back. Because I'm right here at the essence. That's why I'm not on the Discord. I'm on the regular phone line, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So everybody just rock with me. A lot of great things has happened this season, you know what I'm saying? Can't forget all the games that we won, you know what I'm saying? Can't forget my man making an all-star. Can't forget my man making, you know what I'm saying, player of the week. Can't forget my man getting player of the month, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Can't believe my man getting the mitt. Can't forget I dropped that anthem called the mitt. Most important player, you know what I'm saying? Most improved player, you know what I'm saying? Going down like that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear none of the whining and crying about what he didn't do. This is all a learning situation for everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's upon the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? Let me flash back y'all to 2019, you know what I'm saying? Go across town to our rival, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets for a minute. They had the same team, same type player, same young boys, same dudes that didn't know nothing about being in the playoff, and they went in the playoff, and they went down 4-1 to Philly, you know what I'm saying? Let's not forget that situation. What happened? They showed and proved they know how to be a team. They showed and prove how they to be an organization. They showing and prove how, you know what I'm saying, if we get a couple of leaders and come over here, we'll be a strong team and we can go somewhere. So guess what? That's what we did this year, you know what I'm saying? We had a strong foundation and we showed that we know how to play this year and we showed that we up and ready. That's why we got all this cap space. That's why we got all this, you know what I'm saying, all these draft picks. That's why we got a nice foundation. That's why we got the best fans it is. Ain't no other fans, ain't no other team got no fans like us. That's why we travel like we travel. You know what I'm saying? That's why me and CP was down in the A down there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why, you know what I'm saying, the best fans it is. That's why we sold out. You know what I'm saying? We don't do the James Harden. Got to go buy no tickets. You know what I'm saying? We love our city, and we love our orange and blue, and we respect it. That's why we got that standing ovation at the end of the game. That's why Sprite turned around and brought himself back in there and sat down like he's supposed to have it, because I was going to eat him if he didn't you come back to that game. I was going to chew him up tonight. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no other organization that's better than what we got going. You got to love, you got to respect, appreciate everything that we did. I don't see nobody holding their heads down. Tupac, get your head up, you know what I'm saying? Look, keep your head up to the sky, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no other podcast, ain't no other organization got no celebrities riding all day. Shout out to Chelsea, shout out to Q-Tip, shout out to Lloyd Banks. Ain't nobody got no, you know, people riding like that inside their organization like we do. We the best it is, man, and we gonna stay the best. But we got something brewing for years and years and years to come. Just be patient, a little bit patient, like I told you at the beginning of the year. You know what I'm saying? Have some more patience. The season is just beginning. You know what I'm saying? It ain't come to an end. So don't even hold your head down. You know what I'm saying? You wanna point some fingers? I'ma point my fingers at three people. I'ma point my finger to Perry. I'ma point my finger to World Wide West. I'ma point my finger to Leon Rose. Because Dolan understand how to stay out the way. So it's up to you three to keep adding on the team. Ain't nothing to build. We already built. We adding on. Remember I told you about the model. It goes down first, and then the semi blocks, and then the bricks. And that's how you build your house. We got the bricks, and we're building up the house right now. You know what I'm saying? So I look for them three to go ahead. Put together this team how it's supposed to be. But if there ain't nobody like Kawhi, and we ain't trying to get no Bradley Beal, and we ain't trying to get nobody like that boy over in Indiana, say that one. Yeah, one more year, 1 year with a 2 year team option that'll get us all the way to 2023 when that big board come out. So, yeah, we got our feet wet. Before you dive in the pool, you touch that water. You make sure it's cool, and then you jump in there. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's 105 degrees, you want to touch that water first. So that's what we did this year, man. Salute, salute, salute to the Knicks, man. I appreciate love everybody that, you know what I'm saying, been rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to see y'all next season, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right here ready to rock, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do something more than this the first round this year. I promise you. I told y'all top eight, but y'all didn't want to believe in that. Believe something perfectly great happened this season, and when them guys get together in that office, I know some of y'all might not want to hear it, but I'm telling you, they get ready to do something real big. Ain't no more kept bringing on little chips and everything. They going after somebody really majorly to help this organization to get this point. Julius, appreciate you love you, man. Hold your head up. You know what I'm saying? You did it for us. Without you, we wouldn't be talking and doing what we're doing this year, man. Salute, salute, salute. God bless you all. And y'all continue on staying healthy. Continue on safe. Continue on protecting your own. Fathers, love your kids. Mothers, love your kids. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husband. Build your family. Stay together. Remember, that thing is still out there. Don't forget that. That is the code, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all, man, when I see y'all. I talk to you when I talk to you. I love y'all. Stay healthy and safe. And God bless you all.
Let's go. Jay Boogie with the closing sermon to put the bow on the postseason. Throw some fives in the chat. Knicks go down in five. But we got a Jay Boogie five-star sermon. Close this thing out, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you, Jay Boogie. And appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. I just got to make sure I read these super chats, man. There's a lot of people donating. A lot of people support night in, night out. So I want to make sure that I put some respect on your name and say thanks a lot, man. Thank you to Jay Boogie for sure. It's been, you know, this season brought us together, man. This season brought Jay Boogie in as the closer, you know. And can't forget that night we was out after the Phoenix game and he met my guy from Orlando. That was a crazy moment, you know, just a lot of crazy moments, man. And we'll have some time to reflect as the off season approaches, and we'll dig into some off season content, draft, free agency, so on and so forth. Summer League, CK. The next road show is gonna be Las Vegas, people. So yes, make sure you start booking your travel from now, because ATL was a zoo, and Vegas, you know, Vegas is gonna be incredible. So Summer League, I believe that's gonna be the second week in August. So CK, you know, we got a mob out there as well, and get it going. So that'll be a good time as well.
Why is it CK? We got a mob out there. Like, I'm not sitting in.
No, of course. I'm just saying because me and CK was out there the first time. We experienced the earthquake together. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That was a life changing moment. So of course, Ash, the whole team has to be there.
Calm down.
Right, but CK being in LA, being close, and having been there the last time.
I'm kidding. Whatever.
Yeah, of course. It's always an invitation for you. You're good.
Make sure y'all know how to gamble, because I ain't losing no money.
You are.
Ari, we need you to come through, bro.
Yeah, we'll bring Ari.
Ari, can you come to Vegas? I'm trying to win big.
Yeah, we'll bring Ari, man. Get him on the craft table, see what's going on, man. So I want to shout out Gotta Be Legend. He says, a season to remember, ending to forget. Salute Knicks Nation till the next season. Lord Barker Rock Jr. says, horrible game, but I must say CPCK and the baddie at Knicks Fan TV changed the experience of the NBA season for us Knicks fans. Love this show. Paul Robinson says, finding Knicks Fan TV at the start of the year was one of the highlights of the season for me. Salute. Hashtag Nets not winning the chip. Digital Pariah says, I'm glad I found you guys. You made a difficult situation fun for a Knicks fan in Ohio. I look forward to next year. Very proud of you and the Knicks, man. Yes, salute to all the out-of-towners for sure, man. I'm glad we were able to bring you guys closer to home, closer to the team. And, yeah, we'll just continue to do so. BXBoy71 says, great season. Really proud of our guys. Will Caldwell says, proud of what we accomplished. Would have liked to see what would have happened had Woodson and Austin would have remained with the team. Rodolfo says, thank you for all that you do. Appreciate the great content and perspective. I like Julius and RJ going forward, but we need a playmaking point guard, someone like Lonzo, Terry Rozier, or even Jalen Suggs. Dr. Blocktopus says, CP, a smart fan that keeps it real. Much respect. Hawks simply better. Knicks didn't have it on either end all series. Big offseason incoming. Trade for Lillard and sign Kawhi. Great season. Knicks tape.
What a name. I like that name.
Yeah, Dr. Blocktopus.
Roman
Damasto says, will it ease the blow of losing to the Hawks if ATL ends up going far in the playoffs, or make it feel worse to think of what could have been for New York?
Worse.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that, though, because Philly's going to get them all the way out of here.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Petrie Ministry says, going to miss y'all. Fun series. Off to Philly fans. Chat now. Ice Trader Gang. Hawks fan. Moving on. Eric Castro, thanks for the super chat. I can't thank you guys enough for the great content all year. This was a tough pill to swallow. The front office has a lot of work to do. Atlanta's going to be a problem for years to come. Black Rangers says, thank you, CP, for all the great content. Can't wait for next year. Less is More says, yes, there's things, but the season is a success. Star Through Hoops says, good season. The foundation is set. The front office got a chance to see what we were missing and what do they have to do. Sidebar, have you seen Rivers? And Duran Visual Variant says, enjoy watching the squad this season. Frustrating end to a great season, but happy to be upset this time of the year again. Johnny Rowland says, Randall has to be more of a low post threat and overall more aggressive, and we have to push the pace more. Shea Burgess, appreciate it. Andrew Gladstone got that. Scrolling through. Got these. Chuck, always appreciate it. Eugene, thanks again, man. Big super chat. Thanks a lot. Dylan Alex says, ever since Ash said Spurs were in Cancun, the Knicks lost 3 straight playoff games.
Oh my goodness,
blame her for this series. I don't feel bad y'all lost.
I'm surprised
Sunburn
from being in the sun so much. The first one in
Mexico.
Get out of here.
Michael Jr., appreciate it. I got King Marco. I got this. Dr. Blocktopus against. Hashtag Soda NYCK. Andrew Ortiz, appreciate it. I got Eugene, Joanna. Daniel Soto says, we did the same thing all series and expect a different result. I got that one already. Gary Turbo says, I got that one. Kenny Gales, JD. Robert Beckford says, thank you for the great content all season as we are taking it to, as well as taking it to Max Kellerman. Hashtag Nick set. Hashtag we still here. Fat Cat the Hebrew Israelite says, trade Randall, spin move, fadeaway, brick shot if we keep that trash. Bandicoot heels, he's blocking Obi. Blessing CP, keep it a rack. Randall played like straight-ish. Yeah, he wasn't good. He wasn't good, man. You know, I'll be honest. I was honest. He wasn't good.
Yeah.
Didn't like what I saw from the first game. And was waiting for the rebound, but he just didn't have it.
Yeah.
Big Surge, great season. So proud of this team in Knicks Nation. We are on the right track with this rebuild. Head up, Knicks Nation. We are moving through greener pastures. Thank you, KFTV, for a hell of a season. Hashtag Knicks forever. Dell Wilson says, great valuable experience for OB, RJ, and IQ. Tibbs needs to hire an offensive coordinator, a couple wings, a point, and a healthy Mitch. Future is bright. Brandon, appreciate it. Says, big up the Trey Young boys, a beast, top prize. Big Surge says, enjoy it while it lasts, all fans. In a few years when Trey ditches you, you're going to be trash again, even when the Knicks are irrelevant. We're still more relevant than Atlanta. Lemon pepper wings. Gotcha, open, appreciate it. King Matthews says, I'm still happy about this season, no doubt. About Knicks tape and Zach LaVine sold his house in Chicago, if you guys didn't know. Old Dog says Randall's defense has been total trash this whole series. Can't be struggling on offense and play terrible defense. We need more talent bucket getters. Shells, appreciate you, Shells. He said no coach did more with less than Tibbs. Christie says, we weren't supposed to be in this position. We played with house money. This was a good season. Let's see what Leon and the brass do this offseason. Michael James Jordan says, salute Knicks Nation. Salute to squad, CPCK and Ash. Salute to Jay Boogie, Chuck D. You all made this a great season. Omega Supreme, maybe what ATL coach said about the NBA wanting the Knicks to win got to the refs. David Little, appreciate it. Culture Bridge, appreciate it. He says, appreciate everything Knicks Fan TV did for us this special season. Looking forward to what moves we make in the summer, but the foundation has finally been set for the future. Hashtag Esteban finally free. Hashtag so is Peyton. PK Last Hope 718 says, great regular season in short. Trade to build around RJ with shooters. Trade OB for Cam Reddish. Try to go after Beal. Keep Mitch at all costs. All right, let me just do one last refresh, and then I think we're pretty much done. Great show. One last refresh. Make sure I didn't miss anything. And O-Dog says, J-Book got more stamina than Randall, SMH. King Matthew says, damn, my Wi-Fi cut off, but glad I'm back. J-Boogie the GOAT. All right, man. Ash, CK, go ahead and close out, bro.
Oh, man, what to say. Like we heard from the last few callers, especially from Greg, you know, positive times. You know, it sucks losing the way we lost. But you know what? We're going to have a lot of fun this offseason talking about what's next because, you know what, there's a lot to be excited for with this New York Knicks team, all right? And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what it is. It's CK2K. You can find me everywhere at CK2K on Twitter, Instagram, and definitely right here on YouTube. Had a lot of fun. I appreciate the comments on the midseason pickup. Yeah. Hopefully I can get to sign the extension, and I'm good to go long term. We'll see y'all next one.
Ashley.
Listen, guys, New York, we're here. We're going to stay here. We're only getting better. This is only the beginning. It sucks that we had to lose it at home, but that's okay. We regroup, we reconvene, we recharge, and we've taken over. It's not the last they're going to see of the New York Knicks, and it's not the last they're going to see of Knicks Fan TV. Obviously, much like CK, I have to weigh my options in free agency, but I hope to join the team because I really think that we are working towards the championship. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, you can go ahead and follow me at Ash Nicole Moss on Instagram and Twitter because you know I'm going to be clowning Nets fans for the remainder of the postseason. And the summer is finally here, so we're going to be posting flicks on South Beach because that's what we do in the 305.
quick flex. And salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. Certainly, we'll take a little break. We'll regroup and get into the off season, man. Draft, free agency. We'll put the bow on this season as well. Might have another show this week, you know, just to put the bow on things and get you guys some more opportunities to call in and just put the bow on it. And yeah, man, as I said, summer league coming up. So the off-season continues. Content on Knicks Fan TV will continue as well after a short break. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in all season long. Hashtag All72. Everybody that made this channel, everybody that made the content a success as we took this wild ride with this team, man. All the mods, you know, everybody who supported, all the fans who donated. Much appreciated, man. This is a grassroots movement. Everything goes into, you know, investing in this channel and making it grow. And we appreciate everybody who's done that. Remember, this show is available in audio podcast format as well. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the major ones on the Knicks Fan TV. So if you missed it in video, you can always catch it in audio podcast format. This is also presented by Manscaped. Salute to our partners at Manscaped, who's been supporting our show for the better part of a year now. Go out and go get that Lawnmower 4.0. Support the show. Support Manscaped. Fellas, it's summertime. Make sure you trim those hedges up. Very important. The Ferrari of ball shavers is here, and that is the Lawnmower 4.0, man. So go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And yeah, man. CK Ash, great season. And to all the fans, once again, man, thanks again. Continue to support, continue to share, like, comment, all that great stuff. And we'll catch up with you guys, man. Good season, Knicks. Don't hang your heads. Peace.